The Metroplex has got two events. We're going to X one out. Let's X one out.
Well,
Dallas Fort Worth, get rid of one.
It could be survival of the fittest too. Now again, right here locally, it's a totally different issue because this is, we're talking provincial here. We're talking, hey, it's my backyard. We're talking, it's like talking Mavericks and Cowboys and Stars versus the Hornets or somebody else.
You can't compare it, Rick, because if they're still making money, if all the events are still making money, then, and you have these 43 events, and we all tune in every week, or a lot of us tune in every week. We look to see who wins. We look to see how.
No, the hardcore golfer tunes in every week. The average casual fan does not, and they tune in when the big names are there.
Okay.
Now,
so now it just enhances the value of the 15 times that they played, or the 12 times they're going to play together.
Or you make it so that Fincham says, you know, guys, and I was looking here, Jack Nicklaus hardly ever played in more than 20 events.
Right.
Ever. Tom Watson never more than 24. Tiger's never played more than 21. So the haves, still, they kind of pick and choose. And when you're starting to gear up for the majors, you don't go to certain things. It's either that or they got to make a way so that Fincham can tell an independent contractor, you know, guys, you guys are making a lot of money, but part of it is because you guys have to show up.
How many times of those 43 events, how many of those events didn't have one of the big five?
I don't know. I didn't look at that.
See, there's what your issue is. VJ played in 29 events on his own. So that means if they didn't...
That's just a little over half anyway, though.
But here's the thing. I could deduct it. Tiger played in how many events last year?
18.
And they played how many times together?
Totally, all four of them, they played 8.
So there was 11 more. So you're talking about 40 events either had Tiger or VJ. One or the other.
Mm-hmm. I can't figure out math on the radio.
Yeah.
Never have been.
Pretty close. So you had almost 40 events where they had one of the big names.
Yeah, but you still got to have some star power, I think. And not just one guy show up where he's playing against the field. You want to have a rivalry. You want to have some competition. I don't want to read every week where, you know what? VJ's won 9 times last year, but guess what? He only won once when Tiger was in the field.
Okay, so does that mean, you know what? The Red Sox and the Yankees are the only good rivalry in baseball. You know what? Let's just eliminate when they play Tampa Bay. So let's just eliminate. Why, Rick?
Because it is.
Because it isn't. Because you're saying right now that only a bunch of the good big games in baseball are any good. They play 162. Let's move it down to 120. Because we don't need them to play Tampa Bay. We don't need them to play Seattle. They suck. It's the same thing. What are you going to tell?
But these are individual. These are individual. These guys are the sport, and the names make up the sport. As much as you can say, and I've read a lot of things on this group. Some guys had some decent points where, well, you know, if you're top 125, what's going to happen to those guys? And Tom Pernice said that, you know, we have 43 title sponsors, but Tiger thinks we have only 18. Right now, VJ is doing more than anybody on the tour. Tiger's done a lot, but he needs to do a whole lot more and show his face once in a while. So. It's either Tim Fincham says, you know what? You guys need to pony up a little bit. You need to expand your events a little bit. I mean, there's 52 weeks in a year. Even if these guys play 28, 29 events, they have half the year off.
Well, you're not counting the silly season. How many times they play in the silly season?
How much money do you need to do that?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you on that.
That's pure greed.
But, yeah. I wouldn't disagree with you on that one. I do disagree with you on the 43 events that should stay. Because you know what? Maybe I am the core ridiculous golf fan.
I'm trying to think of broadening the sport, and that's what happened with TV. When Tiger got hot, that's what made it a must-see sport, not just a niche sport where you and I and Joe at Vaquero wanted to watch in the locker room. You know, my wife would want to watch it. But you're saying something.
Right.
Maybe we'll take a couple calls next.
But the other thing, too, is before that point, you can't... What happens if Tiger doesn't have the game he used to have? You can't make Tiger win, either. He has to earn the wins. So if he's not in contention, like in the match play, he played in the match play. Well, the ratings went down.
Well, match play's totally dead. That's a crapshoot.
Well,
what if he misses
a cut? Which he hasn't, but what if he's not in contention? It's the same thing. He's still playing, but now you're going to say next year, you know what? We're going to eliminate all of that because ratings and people don't care when Tiger's not in the lead.
All right, let's take some calls next. It's 8:51 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 is March 24th. And it's time to back your team with the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket's March item of the month, a darn near mock replica hockey jersey styled after the Miracle on Ice uniforms of 25 years ago. Pick your choose of either the Ticket Guy's red, white, and blue or the female's Fire Engine Rooski red. Custom made with stitched on logos and an embroidered ticket emblem. See them now at theticket.com. Then point, click, and place your order for the March item of the month. Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice Team.
Drop Page Radio.
Chris McKinley, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Oh, my God. That is so creepy. All right, that's the remix.
Don't gyrate like that when you do it on Sunday, by the way. That's gross.
I've been to stage shows, too.
All right, yeah. This may be offensive, George. You're going to cover a song from our favorite band, U2, one of their number one hits. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I have climbed highest mountain. I have run through the fields only to be with you.
Cover a song from our favorite band, U2, one of their number one hits. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I have climbed highest mountain. I have run through the fields only to be with you. Only to be with you.
It's a drag queen.
Yet I continue to have yet to locate the article that which I am seeking.
It's a bit wordy, don't you think? That's how he covers a song.
Yeah,
he changes the lyrics a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be a good one. Chris, would you mind doing a little bit of Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskogee?
That doesn't sound like a match.
No, I try to do. I'm experimenting with different musical styles.
Okay.
I like to experiment.
Yeah, that's what we've heard, too.
Jeff Page Radio. Drop Page Radio.
We don't smoke Mary you want in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our bras down on Main Street. We like living flamboyant and being gay to girls for Halloween.
What? Well, that's not how the song goes.
Geisha Girls for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I got
because of that book that's now popular.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, the crowd did like that.
Interesting twist on Merle Haggard's tune there.
I'd like you to do this song, just a bit of this one.
Oh, I really don't know.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
It's, I see, number 43 on your set list. There She Goes by The Laws.
Yeah.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page.
Chris McKinley, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes, there he goes again, prancing through the rain, and I just can't complain, when his thing almost pokes my brain.
Wow!
Oh,
I'm not going to ask.
I can't wait till your career's over.
Why
would you say such a thing?
I'm not going to ask for you to clarify what those lyrics were all about. Would you do one more? Because I see that this is what you're going
to... No, he doesn't have time.
This is what you're going to end the show with, and I think this would be great to hear this.
Yes, this is kind of my grand finale.
All right, this is Chris McKinley. This is what he'll end his halftime show at the All-Star Game with. Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. This will be good.
Drop, The Ticket Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
This is Chris McKinley. This is what he'll end his halftime show at the All-Star Game with. Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. This is good.
It's been a hard day's night.
And I've been working like a log. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a dog. But when I get home to him and I feel his BM, it makes me feel all right.
My God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I meant BMW because it's about someone who's rich.
Oh, see, you made a mistake.
I'm sorry. Would you like me to sing it again and do it correctly?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine. By the way, it's not working like a log. You've been working like a dog. You should be sleeping like a log. That's the same mistake Terry Bradshaw made.
I want this song to make the Mac ticket CD. I want this song to make you giggle till you see. So the shot bell, you will be high and inside. Hey, I know if you're the one you want a song about Corby. This is a shameless sport, but my life is not a toy. It gives young Tom and joy to have love with real young boys. So don't despair, it's his new marriage with the Foopa free chick. Get milk in the tea bag with his co-host Mickey. So if you're gay and look like Mickey's stolen too much, and you do entertainment news for you or some such, the people knew you because you shill for all you, and if you want some fun, so look for friendly for me, David Dunn.
Drop Age Radio.
Be required. See dealer for details. Offers end 3/31/05.
The Ticket.
It's early in spring training out in Surprise, Arizona, but the concern over the Rangers pitching staff is already mounting. The Ticket brought to you by American Airlines. Everyone's favorite starter, Chan Ho Park, was awful once again yesterday against the Royals, giving up 3 runs in just 2 innings as Texas beat Kansas City 17-13 in exhibition play. 7 Ranger pitchers combined for 12 earned runs off 17 hits. Texas was good at the plate, however. Gary Matthews Jr., who's trying to win the center field spot, went 3-for-4 with a triple and a homer to go along with 3 RBIs. First baseman Adrian Gonzalez had a home run, and Kevin Minch had a nice day, going 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Second baseman Alfonso Soriano missed his second straight game with a sore left hammy. The Mavs fell to the Lakers last night 108-103, losing for the second straight time in 3 days in the City of Angels. Kobe Bryant had 40, and the Laker defense held Dallas to 38% shooting from the floor. Jerry Stackhouse had a spot start and scored 19 as Michael Finley was out with a sore left calf, and Stack thinks his team needs to get remotivated after a bad week on the road.
Played 2 desperate teams, and they're a little hungrier than we were. And then we just got to find a way to get our edge back, you know. It's 2 tough losses, and we got another road game ahead of us.
The Mavs take on the Rockets in Houston tomorrow night before heading back home Monday against the Toronto Raptors. And in the NFL, the San Diego Chargers threw the franchise tag on quarterback Drew Brees, signing him to a 1-year, $8 million deal. After Brees led the Bolts to a 12-4 season and the playoffs last year. Also, the Buffalo Bills have brought in a safety valve at quarterback after releasing Drew Bledsoe 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, former Browns quarterback Kelly Holcomb reached an agreement with the Bills to back up quarterback J.P. Loschman. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 9:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Do you want me to teabag you right here?
9 o'clock on The Ticket. Welcome to the T-Box. Rich and Craig here for another hour. A little bit we'll get into Colonial's idea, putting in their own pavilion and having rock concerts there.
Rock concert.
How about that? And an email conundrum where something happened to one of our listeners on the golf course, and we'll see if it's deemed sorry or not. 9:30 to do T-Box Trivia. Win free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. Also, White Bluff and the Cliffs. So, pretty good question today. We have our Avid Golfer Tournament on April 3rd at Cowboys. I want to say special thanks to Tag Heuer and Reebok and Cowboys.
Yeah.
For pitching in.
Yeah, they're doing great. We're giving away
Fat US
four,
tag Huer watches.
Yeah.
They're closest to the pin. They're going.
Yep.
No matter what.
We like that. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's take some calls on this. Craig and I have a differing opinion on...
So let me clear your opinion.
Okay.
You want to shorten the PGA season.
A little bit. Yeah, I think there's some... You know, here's the thing. From a TV standpoint, I'd like to see it shortened up. But I do understand, from a local aspect, when you're playing in Milwaukee, the Great Milwaukee Open, it's the greatest thing going that week. So it's a tough call. But if the main guys aren't playing for whatever reason, and most of them don't play after a major, you need to take some time off, and sometimes.
Yeah,
it depends. I'm just saying, you already have the hardcore golfer fan. What you're looking for is to broad base it a little bit, and that's what Tiger brought into it originally. So there's a whole lot more fans that wouldn't have given a crap about golf. So I'm not saying it's an easy solution, but I think either Tim Fincham just shortens it up a little bit, or he puts out an edict and says, I know you guys are independent contractors, but you guys are tied into the purse and the prize money, and you might want to at least make that six-year revolving deal where you play at least one tournament every year for 6 years. You know, you got to make one stop.
Right.
You have to make one stop on the PGA Tour.
At every place they play.
Yeah.
One time every 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tiger's going to show up at the Southern Farm Bureau Classic.
Well, not that, because it's going off, that's one of those spare events that's going off a really good tournament.
Yeah, American, well, it's now the Accenture.
Yeah. So, no, Tiger can't play two places at once, but all the ones that he can play, yeah.
Yeah.
Once every 6 years, I think, is doable. So that's not being too selfish.
You know, I wholeheartedly disagree. I think you play as many events as you can. I think even if you could get rid of the silly season and have the PGA Tour go year round, I mean, I think that would be a little bit too much. But
no, you need some downtime.
The fact that the Southern Farm Bureau Open and the Quad Cities Classic, and what was the one that was played last week during the match play?
Tucson, which actually was a pretty good tournament.
The fact that they still make money and they still do well. And they still are well watched, and everything else leads me to believe that, geez, there's two events that week that are doing well.
You know what the other problem too is back in the day, not to sound like an old gas passer, but I'm starting to get up there, I guess, is there wasn't that much prize money. So the Arnies and the like normally would play a lot of events because they needed it. They needed the money. Nowadays, Fred Couples makes more money in the silly season than he does on the regular tour.
By a wide margin.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there. Well, let's take a couple calls and we'll see. Steve, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Steve?
Very kind of rent and taxes, man. Not much.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting conversation you've got going on this morning. I'm enjoying it. I don't know the solution for lengthening or shortening the season, but when you're talking about comparing the NASCAR drivers, those guys show up every week because they have to. Only if they want to win the championship. And that's the ultimate goal if you're a race car driver, is to win the championship. And you can't win it if you don't finish every race, as, indicated by last year's chase for the cup. But golf is a unique sport in a sense that it plays the players on their performance. If they don't do well, they don't get paid very well.
Right.
And, the guys like Tiger and Couples and the big names that are making that money off the golf course, where's the incentive to go play golf every week when you can make more money selling shoes? Something I think needs to be done to make it more equitable for these guys. And I think that one stop every 6 years to every place they play is a very viable solution to that. But, the trouble is these guys don't have a championship at the end of the year to win. All they do is win individual money. And, the guys that aren't making much money and aren't playing good, finishing 100th, something like that.
Right. And I appreciate the call. The deal is, for the PGA Tour, it's all about the majors. Nobody cares about it. I mean, maybe they want to win Player of the Year. I think Tiger would trade two major wins for somebody else winning Player of the Year. There is such a thing if you could do that. Somebody else going Player of the Year, but one guy wins two majors. You know what I'm saying? the incentives on the PGA Tour are a lot different. The, right, NASCAR, you have to be in every event, or you're not going to get enough points to win their Nextel championship or whatever it is. And that's a big nut for them.
Yeah, but you know what? The rules haven't changed, Rick. And like you said, Nicklaus never played more than 20 events. How are you going to make Tiger play more than 20?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, he's paid a lot of money by these sponsors. Now, on one hand, he can tell these sponsors to take a flying leap, and 19 guys will jump in right after him. Right.
And he's always played just 20 events. So when they signed him up, they knew he's playing 20 events.
Yeah, because when he's on, because he makes all the cuts, so he's going to get weekend. It's all about TV weekend exposure.
Right. I mean, even still, when you watch ESPN2 and you're watching, or ESPN News,
right,
and you're watching over and they do the top 10 or top 5 of the leaderboard, whatever, even now, they'll do the top 5, and if Tiger's not in the 5, and they'll do T for 20,
right,
T Woods.
Right.
So they'll always show where he is.
Well, he's a straw that stirs the drink, man.
Yeah.
Bill, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Hey, comment. The comment that Tom Fernese put out there about Tiger needing to show more support for the tour is right on point, because if you recall, Tiger's first professional sponsor's exemption was the Greater Milwaukee Open.
That's right.
How many times has he been back there since to show his gratitude?
Not many.
Okay, and you know what? That event actually fell after Labor Day, which is actually when Tiger would like to see the tour wrap up. So based on his statements, he would never have had enough sponsors exemptions by the end of the year in 1996 to have even earned his tour card. He would have had to go to qualifying school like everybody else. So Tiger does need to show some support, at least to those tournaments that gave him sponsors exemptions in his rookie year.
Well, good point. And on top of that, Phil Mickelson got his sponsor exemptions when Tucson.
Right. You know, Bill, you may make a great point of Tiger showing some loyalty, but I'll tell you this. Tiger has done a lot for the PGA. For the tour has, would not, the purses that they have today would not exist if it weren't for what Tiger did for the PGA Tour. I mean, every guy on tour right now should be thanking Tiger for what the
fans have done. Well, Pernice said that, but he's saying now it's a different ball game because now Tiger isn't the dominant player he once was, which is true. I mean, everybody's kind of cut up to him, at least the big names.
You know what?
And all this sponsor money and everything is kind of directly related to their broadcasting contract.
But you know what? It doesn't matter whether he's dominant or not. It matters who we want to see. And I mean the general public. And people want to see Tiger. People want to see Tiger. They want to see Daly. Those are two guys on
TV
they want to see. And to an extent, Mickelson. They want to see Tiger. They want to see Daly.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever those guys can be on TV, we all tune in.
Right. Let's take one more. Well, maybe not. Let's come back, and when we do, let's talk about Colonial a little bit, because they're about to expand their horizons out there, try and make it not only must-see golf, but must-stay after golf. Talk about that next on The Ticket.
The college basketball insanity begins March 17th on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Skip work, go take a long lunch and play hooky with us. Join Norm Hitchcock and Bad Radio at our own little hooky palace. Hooters in Addison, March 17th and 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if your bracket ain't busted, you could score airline tickets, Kivo, a BlackBerry, and more. So save those 6 days now and join us at...
Well, I got some ticket items. I didn't know if you guys were showing
up.
Yeah. You may recognize that. That's Mike Reiner's colostomy bag. Had that on sale a couple years ago. $25.
Well, maybe Ryan's will want to purchase that back.
How about this one? Now, this is probably the most expensive item I have.
Okay.
$1 billion for this item.
Okay.
Greg Williams' leftover sick days. It's incredibly rare.
Get off the sick.
He's used
it, buddy. This is a set of cassette tapes.
Cassettes, huh?
Yeah, it's a hooker testimony about you, George Dunham.
All right, that's the thing.
$80 or $60 for law enforcement.
Right. Just tell them that I sue you.
And right now, Super Bowl special, obviously, Rams cheerleaders panties, new $5, use $10!
All right, we'll see you later, Shorty.
All right, see you later, Jeff.
All right, and always wonderful to run into Shorty DeFazio. That's a real treat.
Yeah, there he is. Radio.
ID and paycheck stub, please.
Excuse me?
I need to see your ID and paycheck stub, please.
Ma'am, I would like to apply for a payday advance. be a better way to do this.
Frustrated with the hassle of getting a payday advance at those payday advance stores? Well, CashAdvance.com would like to let you know you can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy of your home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls. CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that's deposited directly into your bank account. It's safe and convenient, and you can do it from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on to CashAdvance.com at www.CashAdvance.com or click on the CashAdvance.com logo on your radio player now.
Have you been avoiding those cash advance stores because you're afraid somebody might spot you and the whole experience will leave you feeling kind of down and out? Or maybe you don't feel safe carrying some of your hard-earned cash out of one of those stores. Well, CashAdvance.com has got you covered. You can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy and the safety of your own home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls.
CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that is deposited directly in your bank account. It's safe and convenient and can be done from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on. It's CashAdvance.com. Or you can click on the CashAdvance.com logo. It's on your radio player right now.
He sat me down and he shoved those big fat fingers, two of his big fat fingers, right in my nose. And he tells me to blow hard. Well, I blew as hard as I could, and sure enough, that peanut flew right out all the way across the room like it was shot out of a cannon.
Huh.
Everybody got all excited, jumped for joy. Mavis was all happy. Betty Lou was really happy that her boyfriend had impressed her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it easy on the kid. I said, sit down, son. I'll go make you something to drink. So me and Mavis go into the kitchen, and she turned to me and she said, Tommy, that is so sweet. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he smart? I said, yeah. She said, what do you think he's going to be when he gets older? I looked at her and I said, Mavis, from the smell of his fingers, I think he's going to be our son-in-law.
Oh, my God. Holy cow, Coach. Radio.
Hello, Fieldhouse.
Yeah, Coach Foolery, please.
Yes, I'm in the coach's office.
Hey, Coach. Gentleman Miller, how's it going?
Good, guys. How are you?
Okay, good. Well, did you win or lose?
We got another W.
Yeah, two in a row. Yeah.
Beat old Yoakum, 21-0.
Whoa, shut up. Wow, you're turning it on.
Defense is playing great, and offense really rallied around our new quarterback.
Who's that?
That we had transferred in from Tampa.
Who?
Brian Branch.
Brian Branch from Tampa.
He transferred in. We were going to give him a look earlier this year, but he failed his physical.
But now he's passed it and you got him in there, huh?
Crying Brian.
Crying yep. Brian.
He played great, of course.
Radio.
Supporting Texas education by contributing to the Foundation School Fund.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Kobe Bryant scorched the Mavs last night for 40 points as Dallas dropped their second straight in Los Angeles, 108-103 at the Staples Center. The Mavs were without Michael Finley as the guard did not play due to a sore left calf. Dirk led Dallas with 23 points. Jerry Stackhouse got the start and had 19. Marquis Daniels also had a nice night with 18 points, but a 38% shooting effort from the floor helped Dallas lose for the 27th time out of 28 tries against the Lakers in L.A., and Dirk was bumming after the poor offensive night.
I thought we played hard. Competed, but we didn't play great, you know. We shot over 37%. It's tough to win on the road if you can't make any shots. I thought we played hard, so, but it just wasn't good enough.
The Mavs have now lost three straight on the road. The Rangers won yesterday over the Royals in Cactus League play 17-13. The Rangers bats rattled off 21 hits, 10 going for extra bases. Chan Ho Park got the start and was terrible, giving up 3 runs off 5 hits in only 2 innings. Doug Brokell was pretty bad, too, surrendering 4 runs in only 1 inning. Today, the Rangers hope to get a better effort from the staff as they play the Royals in Surprise at 2 o'clock. And the New York Jets have a solid rusher to back up Curtis Martin as the team signed free agent Derek Blaylock to a 5-year deal worth $11 million. The 25-year-old backed up Priest Holmes in Kansas City last season, rushing for 539 yards and 8 touchdowns. Our next Ticket Ticker on the way at 9:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's Wednesdays with the Don. Mavs head coach and GM Don Nelson talks with Norm Hitchcock. Wednesdays at 10:50. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:17 on The Ticket. T-Box here. T-Box Tribute 9:30. Win free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. Go to avidgolferonline.com and get a subscription. You get 11 free rounds of golf plus a free Tommy Armour sandwich and a half-hour lesson from the Hank Haney Golf Ranch.
Good deal.
Yep. And White Bluff in the Cliffs. We'll do that at 9:30. Let's see anything else. Okay, let's get to Colonial. Colonial this week announced that they're going to spice up their event a little bit. And you know what? It's kind of a good and bad thing for Colonial. I mean, the first year that Bank America buys into the sponsorship, that's when Annika shows up. I mean,
yeah,
absolute grand slam home run. In fact,
worth what they're still paying, whatever they're still paying for Colonial was worth it the first year.
I still say it's the biggest single sporting event in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about worldwide exposure and interest and all that good stuff.
Hard to argue.
Okay, so now Colonial is going to add an entertainment area called the Patrons Corral.
The Patrons Corral.
Yeah. The gathering spot for fans to enjoy food and drink, as well as a place where gallery members can enjoy respite from the sun in a designated cool zone.
Respite.
While watching a live television feed of the tournament. It's be right off the 10th fairway, which is a good place for it. And then they're gonna have some bleachers behind the 18th green. That is such a bottleneck over there.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll, help that, alleviate that bottleneck somewhat. I think personally it's a great idea. Get more people out there. It's a local carnival, like I've always said, and more people out there, the better, and I don't think you're going to have all, you know, just a bunch of drunks. You're not going to be worried about a bad element showing up at the tournament.
You know what? I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to do whatever it can to keep it an event at Colonial, because like we said, the field was not very good last year, and there's probably a lot of pressure moving the moving it and everything.
Sooner or later.
But, you know, there's something about it to me that Byron Nelson is about fun and party and pavilion and
yeah, but then again, the Nelson tries to pretend the pavilion isn't there.
Yeah, and then so you go to Colonial. Colonial's about tradition. It's about golf. It's about, you know, it's about...
Oh, you don't think people drink margaritas at Colonial?
No,
they drink them in bunches.
I'm not saying that they don't. It's just, I don't know, it pains me that this is happening. For some reason, it just seems like that's not what Colonial's supposed to be.
Yeah. You know, I don't have a problem with it because, you know, the Bird's Nest is arguably the best place to go on any tour stop.
Right.
And it doesn't diminish what the Phoenix Open does. It doesn't diminish what the Thunderbirds bring in charity-wise.
But you can't compare the Phoenix Open to Colonial.
Why not? Colonial doesn't have to get the fields they used to either.
No. That's true. I mean, you know, I guess they're grasping.
Well, I don't know if they're grasping. I think.
Oh, come on, Rick. They are. Of course they are.
It's an event. It's you got 4 days. You got, well, maybe with pro-ams and everything, you might have 5-6 days to make your hay. It's your one time a year.
Let's take a snapshot of what probably happened. Probably the last 10 years, there have been people on that board at Colonial saying, hey, let's put a pavilion out here and make the money that the Nelsons make.
Yeah.
You know, and they probably, most of the people, no. We're about golf. We're about tradition. We're not going to do that. We're okay. And they were okay. And they're okay. And they're okay. And years go by. Well, it probably gets brought up every year.
Mm-hmm.
And every year gets shut. No. Well, now they're watching the Colonial go down.
Well,
and the field,
comparatively.
Comparatively, the field and the fact that other things are are happening the same week and overseas or wherever it is, and the field's not playing, they just relented and said, well, I guess we got to do it.
I don't know what the big problem is. This relenting thing doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think you're messing up tradition at all. You're just adding a different element. You can put it off to the side. It's not going to be in play. It'll be essentially what they're calling
okay.
a corral. All
right.
It'll be all closed.
Let's take a snapshot 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago, what did you think of when you... You can't say that you went to the Nelson and you went to the Colonial.
I've never been to the Pavilion. Maybe once, twice, tops. And I haven't been there in the last 8 years. Don't care. It's there for certain people to have fun with, but I don't need to go there. And it doesn't diminish my... my entertainment value and my fun for watching golf. It's just an option.
We put rankings out this week on the best of the private clubs, and you one of the things on the list is best place to watch a pro event.
Mm-hmm.
And you were
still would be
adamant about going. Well, will it?
Yeah.
If it turns into a Nelson scenario,
how does it? It's not even on the golf course. It's way off the beaten path. The Pavilion's near the golf course. How does the Pavilion mess up the Nelson? The reason I don't like the Nelson, comparatively to Colonial, is it's spread out over forever. It's hard to walk around. There's no ninth green coming into the clubhouse. Once you make a commitment out by the fourth hole at TPC, you're cooked. You're there. You're not moving. Colonial, you get to move around. It's flat. It's shaded. A Pavilion or a corral or whatever off the 10th fairway, it's not going to make a hill of beans.
Well, I don't like the Nelson because of the crowd. And it is crowded. And so in order to go watch good golf, you got to go Thursday and Friday and go over Cottonwood Valley where the mm-hmm. crowds aren't big. And if the Pavilion, if what do you call the tent?
The Patrons Corral.
The Patrons Corral is going to do to Colonial what the Pavilion does for Nelson, bring in all extra people to just be out there because it's more of a party than it is anything else. Then yeah, I'm not gonna enjoy watching the golf at Colonial as much as I used to.
Is it really gonna draw more people though?
See, that's what I'm thinking. It's
there's
not.
All those corporate tents out there anyway.
Exactly. Well,
and this is designed to keep people later in the day
corralled.
Yeah. You know. Normally they go to Hofbrauer, or Rick's on the Bricks, or wherever. They're just gonna stay there and spend their money.
Look, if you're gonna go there,
well, if that's what's gonna happen, then I'm okay with it. That's all that's going to happen.
Oh, I think that is what's going to happen. You're not going to get the cocaine and boob job crowd from the Nelson and go make a trek over to Colonial because they have a Pavilion. They might, you know, maybe from a curiosity standpoint, they'll do it the first year.
There's a guy in our office who you know goes to the Nelson because of the Pavilion.
Right.
And probably never goes to the Colonial. You think because now it's a party, you don't think he's going to not go?
I don't know. But you know what? If I'm a businessman, look what we do with the magazine. We're branching out. We're getting involved in new things. We're having golf tournaments. We're doing this. You have 1 week to make your hay on the Colonial, and if maybe some of the feedback they're getting from customers or the patrons are saying, you know what? We like a little area, too. I like it where it's at at the Nelson. I have my own little place to go to. It's my best time of the week. It's Friday afternoon at the Nelson. It's not going to ruin one damn thing at Colonial. You still got your golf to play with. And
let's revisit this June 1st.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Good show, guys, like you always do. I always enjoy listening.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make a point that I don't believe the Pavilion's going to hurt Colonial at all. Byron Nelson is a great tournament, but it doesn't have the historical stature of Colonial. It's always a better event. I don't care what the field is. But I think what's hurt Colonial more than anything was a few years ago when they hacked off Tiger Woods with the fiasco over there in terms of pairing him with,
Fuzzy?
Yeah, pairing him with Fuzzy, and they just didn't handle that very well from a PR standpoint, and I think that's hurt Colonial more than anything the last few years.
Yeah, that could be.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
You know what, though, John? I'll tell you this. Probably Colonial doesn't have any say in that. That's all pairings are done by the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
So when they paired him with Fuzzy, that had probably nothing to do with Colonial. That had to do with PGA Tour, and PGA Tour should have done something about that.
Yeah, that was not handled real well. But you know what? It brings back our conversation where all these guys need to play more tournaments. you know as well as I do, there are certain courses in the Metroplex. Doesn't mean they're bad. They could be great courses. But for whatever reason, I can't play it. It's just, I don't like the way it lays out. It doesn't look good to my eye.
Everybody has their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
I can't play Hackberry Creek well at all.
Well, that's what
killed me, and I live there.
Yeah, so if Tiger, for some reason, goes there, knows it's going to be an extra week out of his life, and he can't give it his all.
There were so many things about Colonial that are stacked up against Tiger playing there. First off, the course doesn't suit him. Second off, it was a MasterCard Colonial for years, and
right.
He was sponsored by American Express.
True.
Third off, you had the Fuzzy Zeller thing, which you probably didn't. And then fourth off, you had the whatever was going on in Europe, in Germany. That
the Deutsche.
The Deutsche Bank he was playing, it conflicted. There were so many things, and now it's not part of his schedule.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is if I'm Colonial, I don't go out of my way to attract Tiger either. He's either going to show up or he's not. And he'll show up when there's a U.S. Open there or a PGA Championship or whatever, because then he has no choice. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
I think you guys are missing one of the big points is that at the Byron Nelson, drinking alcohol is restricted only to the pavilion, and whereas at the Colonial, you've always been able to drink anywhere out among the course, so it's not really going to change that much anyhow.
What a great point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
What a great point.
Yeah, so I think it's a good experiment. Is it Armageddon? Is the sky going to fall? Is everything going to make the tournament into something ridiculous? No. Colonial is what it is, and that's awesome. It's always been very, very good. So the people that like going out there, because it's a little bit more quiet, a little more relaxed,
okay,
he's got another place to go to in there.
Last point on this. If they have a pavilion and Tiger, Vijay, Mickelson, Els, and Goosen don't play, does it matter?
Might. Again, you're trying to enhance, they're running a business. They're trying to enhance the experience for the people that go out there and pay the money.
Because here's
just another element. And they're going to have a rock concert afterwards.
Very,
I like that.
Is that right? They announced who it's going to be?
No, they didn't. But, they're going to try and have acts that make people stay past the time of closing so they can get more money.
Simple. I think that you'll have Els, Mickelson, Tiger, and Vijay at the Nelson.
It usually happens.
The way it works, the way it's looking right now, is I think all four of them will play this year.
Mm-hmm.
At the Nelson, well, they're not going to spend another week and play here. Mickelson usually
does.
I was really impressed last year from Mickelson. He missed a cut at the Nelson.
And he stuck around.
And he stuck around and still played Colonial. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
So.
All right, 9:29 on the ticket. Up next, the ever-popular T-Box Trivia, 214-787-1310, #1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Our questions, your answers, maybe prizes next on the ticket.
Coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, Cowboys, 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 Marco Rivera, Jason Ferguson, Anthony Henry, and Tommy Daniels. Tommy Daniels? Who got the biggest bang for their buck? Hey, we'll talk about it all Sunday morning, 8 to 11, on the Mark Elfenbein Show.
1, 2, 3.
Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial in to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. The Ticket Ticker delivers up to the minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Interviews with big name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here. Donovan Miller, Norm Hitzkin, Bad Radio and the Hardline, plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live.
He played great. Of course, he failed his physical earlier this year, and we couldn't play him because every time he threw it deep, it popped.
What? His wrist?
No, his bowels.
Oh, God. What do you mean?
Well, every time he threw a ball over 40 yards, he throwed it short.
Oh, no. So he just had to throw some shorter routes, I guess, huh?
Have a number two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you.
We got the idea.
So we had a big dilemma. We needed to start him because the other quarterbacks just weren't getting it done. I'm not sure they can play at this level. But we were worried about the repercussions. You know, was it worth starting him to bring in extra 10 pair of football pants to the football game? We don't have that kind of equipment space on the bus.
Right.
But leave it to Manuel. You know, our equipment manager.
The Ticket, Drop Page Radio.
But leave it to Manuel. You know, our equipment manager and laundry guy.
Uh-huh.
He decided that instead of wearing purple and purple, or purple and white with the white pants for the home, that we would not only wear road purple, but we would just change the color scheme. So we wore purple jerseys and chocolate brown pants.
Oh, my gosh. So you had to get, like, new brown pants, or did you already have those?
We dyed them. We had the whole team outfitted in them.
Wow.
They look sharp. Purple and brown is better than what you think it'd be.
That's got to be a bad look.
So big old number 16 led us to victory.
Well, that's good. At least you got a guy that can throw the deep ball.
Yeah, well, he can do that. It's not a pretty shot after he does it, but none of the other guys wanted to sack him because he smells so bad.
I've never heard of this type of... affliction. What happens in this whole thing?
Well, George, it's going to blow out. Hey, it doesn't happen to guys your age, but trust me, you'll get there, son.
Okay.
All right. Don't trust them after a while.
So who you got this week?
Well, this week we got another district battle. This time we're playing Poteet, and we got all kinds of game planning problems. My young married graduate assistant, Carlos Rodriguez, 25-year-old kid, he called in sick on Wednesday for practice, and he coaches our specialty teams, and we need all three phases. And I told him, you can't call in sick, Coach. And he said, well, Coach, me not want practice. I got a headache, backache, my leg hurts, whining, as these young coaches do. And I said, hey, listen, Carlos.
Radio, drop page radio.
And I said, hey, listen, Carlos, you're a young married graduate assistant right out of college. Take it from old Coach Tom. I've had these days before. But when I have them, right after lunch, before fourth period, I always, when I have a day like this, I go home, I see Mavis, have a good roll in the hay for about an hour, and I'm good for the afternoon workout. Well, I said, Carlos, you ought to try that, son. And so, sure enough, about 2 hours later, he shows up for practice, looking pert as a kitten. And I said, hey, you look ready to go. You feel better? Did you try what I told you? He said, yeah, sure did. And by the way, Coach, you got a nice house.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Wrong wife there.
I appreciate the canned laugh that took me through that one, guys. Another thing we got problems with is Doug Douglas, our tight end.
Yeah.
That kid, I sent him to the doctor because he can't stop fiddling with himself.
Oh, gosh.
He's always polishing the banister, flogging the dolphin.
Right. Yeah, I think we get it, yeah.
I told him, Doug, you better stop that or you're going to go blind. Well, he takes it seriously and he goes to the optometrist. He goes to the eye doctor. And sure enough, when he gets there, the doctor tells him, he said, son, you got to stop fiddling with yourself. And he says, I know, Coach says, because I'm going to go blind? And the doctor says, no, you're upsetting the other patient.
Well, you got all sorts of problems.
Hopefully it'll all come together in a cohesive unit of cohesitude, and we'll get after them on Sunday night, and we'll be 3-0 in district play.
All right. Let's hope so. Good luck against Poteet, Coach.
Drop feed radio. The Ticket.
The Dallas Mavericks haven't looked good for a week as they're now have lost three of their last four, falling to the Lakers on the road last night, 108-103. Dallas kept it close all night, but the Lakers' Kobe Bryant scored 10 of his 40 points in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. But Kobe was happy the Laker D could hold the Mavs to only 38% shooting on the night. Dallas was without Michael Finley, who did not play with a sore left calf. Dallas will try to salvage their three-game road trip against Houston tomorrow night at 6. The Cowboys continued to spend money yesterday, inking defensive tackle Leo Carson to a one-year, $1 million deal after starting 15 games in 2004. Dallas also re-signed punter Matt McBrier yesterday after averaging 42.4 yards per punt last season. And North Texas was bounced in the first round of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament for the third straight year after losing at home last night to Arkansas State 84-76. The Mean Green ended their season at 14-14. UNT senior guard Leonard Hopkins led all scores with 26. The Sun Belt Conference Tournament continues this weekend in Denton at the Super Pit. Ticket ticker service of Carfax. Remember that accident on 635 this morning? Don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee or visit carfax.com for details. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Skip work and play hooky with us at Hooters in Addison March 17th and 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Watch every first round game with Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:37 on The Ticket. Good morning. Welcome to the T-Box.
We have a big treat
on the T-Box. Yeah, a little bit. We got to get through trivia, all that good stuff. And then we'll bring on our special guest.
Huge treat.
All right, 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Win a free golf subscription from Avid Golfer Magazine. Go to avidgolferonline.com for more information. Also on our tournament. And White Bluff and the Cliffs. And here's the question. Who has won the most money in their first two seasons on tour? Most money won. Exactly. Most money won the first two seasons playing on the PGA Tour. 214-787-1310, pound 1310. And right after that, I want to read a quick email. We'll bring our special guest in because it's kind of a hypothetical, so be right up his alley. Hi, Robert. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That'd have to be Tiger Woods, wouldn't it?
Would not be Tiger Woods. In fact, he is not in the top five. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Am I on? Bruce?
Yes, you are.
How about Adam Scott?
How about Adam Scott? We have good listeners. Adam Scott, first 2 years.
Wrong music, Jason.
$4.9 million beat Chad Campbell's record of $4.7 million. So, good for Adam Scott, and good for you, Bruce. We'll put you on hold, and Jason will get all your bottles. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Huh? All right. I like that, because I wanted to kind of get to this email. So the email is this. I scored my second hole-in-one the other day at Rockwood Golf Course. I don't know, where is it? You know where Rockwood is?
Yeah, it's over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Hole number six, 166 yards, blah, blah, blah. Okay, my question to you is one of my buddies was part of my threesome, told me to give him the ball, and he would take care of it for me. Well, last Sunday, he gives me the ball mounted in a wooden plaque, number one, with the day and the hole engraved on it. It was nice and all that good stuff. And then he gave me a receipt for $32 for the engraving.
That's hilarious.
I said I'd pay him, but it's been bothering me all week since he offered to take care of it. What do you think? Signed, Sam.
That's funny.
That is pretty seedy, isn't it? It's pretty cheesy.
So the guy gives him something? Yes.
He gets a hole-in-one.
Okay.
And you can do a lot of these things with these balls. You can send them into the golf manufacturer, and they'll give you like a dozen a year and all that kind of stuff. Or they'll send you a plaque. So this guy says, his friend says, hey, give it to me. I'll take care of it. Thinking he'll do something nice with it. So he did. Got it engraved, put it on a nice plaque, and everything. Gives it back to him, and goes, and then gives him a receipt for $32.
That's so wrong.
Of course it is.
It's funny. I mean, why couldn't his friend eat that cost?
I don't get the fact that how somebody could have that much chutzpah to do that, and it's, oh, by the way, I did a nice thing for you, but it's still going to cost you. You know.
It's kind of funny. Have you guys ever got caught in the ticket trap of you go to a business or something, and somebody's a huge P1, and they say, hey, man, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. And you don't exactly know what that means.
Right.
And so... But he leads you to believe that, okay, something's going to be free.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the bill at the end.
And they took care of you.
And they took care of you, I guess.
Grab your ankles.
You know, and if they would have told you beforehand, hey, look, you know, it'll cost so-and-so, you would have probably said,
you know what, it's really not that important to me. I don't need to get this done to my car. I don't need to do this or so on.
When they get the undercoating.
But they get undercoating. They convince you that you're getting undercoating for free. So, well, I never really wanted undercoating, but if it's free, I'll take it.
Yeah, I learned early on because it's always nice to kind of put out a shout-out. You know, I have problems with my toilets, and so if you're a plumber, email me. Because I don't care about getting a discount. I just want somebody accountable.
Right.
So somebody is going to take the time to email back, so, yeah, I'd love to work on your whatever. Now, I feel confident.
Boy,
that
cocky? You need to move up in the...
Oh, Emily Knight.
People are clamoring to work on your toilet.
Put up the number 2 on the flush meter. But Emily, whether it's cars, anything, I just know that that person might take a little more attention to it.
Right.
Allegedly, he knows us.
Right.
I'm not looking for a discount. I just want to make sure it's done right.
I agree with
That's all it is.
Absolutely. You know, I'm willing to pay the price, knowing that you are taking extra good care
and
putting the undercoating on the toilet.
Here's the other thing, too. My philosophy is if somebody does that to you and they say you take care of them and they give you a big bill, whatever the bill is, whatever it is, you pay it, but you make a mental note that I'll never be here again.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it is. Or I'll never do this again, whatever it is, the undercoating or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, that's a tough call because that's why I never assume anything.
I never argue about payment, but I just know not to go there again.
Yeah.
Not to do it again.
Although I can't remember the last time I've really been screwed on a bill. I don't think that happens a whole lot. Because you've got to figure that they're going to figure that if we had a bad experience, somehow, maybe some way, it's going to trickle out.
You know, I'm like, I don't know if it's way sideways. I'm just so lopsided with the gas company. I'll get a bill for like $300.
Right.
And I've got too much tired head to ever fight the things because I tried it one time like 5 years ago and it just was, you know, endless passing off to other departments and so on. And so now I just pay the gas bill. And then, of course, next month comes and I've got a $300 credit.
Uh-huh.
It just makes no
sense.
Do
it online?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I do all my billing online and a lot of times it doesn't catch up.
Uh-huh.
So I always call up because, wait, I just paid this 2 weeks ago. Why is it on this next bill and that type of thing? And their accounting system stinks.
I know.
Not just TXU. I'm talking about anybody.
All right, here's the one that gets me. At the magazine, we're opening up other locations. Well, we've got an office in Irving, in Las Colinas. I get bills, tax bills. I get a tax bill for Irving. I get a tax bill for Carrollton Independent School District. I don't know why. We don't have any.
Pay school taxes.
Yes, we get a school tax. We don't have any assets at the magazine except maybe 5 computers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we own is we sub everything out. I get an asset tax or inventory tax or whatever it is. I get like 10 tax bills. Now we open up. We're in an executive suite down in Austin. I got 5 tax bills in Austin for 5 different things. They're all like $9. I was like, God,
it's like a cell phone bill.
Yeah, what
it
is
just
this?
Slowly erode your money away.
And you know what? I think that's the trick to it, because I pay cell phone bills because I just can't figure out the bill, and I just here's money. Here's money to make me not have to think about this. But you look at it, and the breakdown, they just get it so confusing to you to give you tired head where you'll just pay it.
Well, I love the $59.95, you can have all your minutes. All of a sudden, you don't go over your minutes, and your bill's $75.
Yeah, because you got the excise tax and the local tax and the contact tax and the access tax. And
911 tax and a line charge and a line plus protection charge.
Recharging charge.
I love there's one that's a universal fee, I think it's called. What does that mean?
That's just all-encompassing. We screw everybody.
Hey, by the way, Gordon, did you ever see the Bobby Knight video?
Of what?
Of his outtakes of his golf show from...
No, I've just heard the audio, but I haven't seen the video of it.
I'll bring you a copy next week.
And I hate it now that we can't play the audio of it.
Yeah, have we actually told the listeners why we don't hear any more beep, or is that kind of a...
No, I think you guys did on the air because I got an email from someone saying, hey, Rick Arnett's lying to us.
Yeah, well, we were hoarding it for our website.
Yeah, and I said, no, he's right. It's just that because Janet Jackson showed a boob on TV, you can't hear the Bobby Knight audio even if it's bleeped.
Yeah, if it's a beeped word, it means the same thing as if you played the word itself. I don't get that.
So frustrating.
But maybe that'll all subside after a while and we can go... We'll usually do.
What if you just think the word? I think the religious right wants that to be outlawed.
All right, so you have a website.
Yes, I do.
Say you.
Thank you.
Let's say you.
GordonKeith.com.
And this, by the way, The first thing I do every morning, go straight to Gordon Keegan, listen to the blog.
And if what's like weird about this
like
is
his drug report.
That's becoming like a stopping ground for people now. And I didn't really realize that. I got some email from some guy in Fox Sports National. I forget where he lived, but he said, man, everyone in the Fox Sports, they always check your website, see those stupid links.
That sucks. Now you got to actually work on it.
And it gets me scared to post stuff on there. But I checked the report, and I'm getting, I've never even looked at the web stats before, and I finally went in there and looked at them, and I'm getting like 750,000. It's like 700,000 hits a day.
Wow.
A day?
A day.
Unique hits?
Oh, my God.
That can't be right, can it?
No.
What does the ticket get?
Do you are you familiar with websites?
Yeah,
websites?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We were static right. with 600.
Jeremy, we're total 600 a day, which we're like, wow.
All right, but, well, during break, or we don't break, actually. Yeah. We never go away. But during a little respite, I want you to look at this and you interpret the information.
Okay.
And tell me what I'm looking at.
All right.
All right, on top of that, since you do post a lot of things on your website, we're at this impasse because we have this stuff,
right.
But we're afraid to put it on the website because it's a bootleg of an old TV show
right.
of outtakes.
It's hilarious. It's 12 minutes of unbelievable.
I mean, I'm not overselling this. It's you can't help but laugh.
Uh-huh.
It's that ridiculous. So, but if you put it on the website, it's
you got two issues. You have first the people who own the TV show have copyrights to it.
Right.
And then you have Bobby Knight who might say, don't you dare put that on.
Right.
So do you ever have those issues? Because you put a lot of controversial
stuff on there.
You put a lot
of stuff on there.
Or is it all secondhand from news?
What I've basically done is I don't host any media because I would just get killed with bandwidth.
Yeah.
And that's why I'll always take something that's hosted somewhere else and just point to their location.
Oh, their link. You share the link. Okay.
And which always ends up screwing the P1 too because 3 days later, those people get hit with like a, you know, $800 bandwidth charge.
Oh, wow, really?
All the D1's downloading stuff, and so they take their link down.
That happens?
Oh, yeah.
So if we put
bandwidth costs money.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, but I was willing to do it.
For the good of the P1?
Yeah, but we had it all set up. It was ready to go.
Well, do it. Who told you no?
My attorney, Newman.
No.
I have an attorney named Newman.
Oh, gosh. He sounds real reputable.
He is. Very.
Well, he told me it's not a good idea.
Which there's got to be some way to do because it's worthy of sharing to everybody.
Well, what you do then, you just get some P1 who has, you know, like a .Mac account or something that, you know, he has some, which I think .Mac doesn't even charge bandwidth charges. Get him to throw it on his thing as just a single guy. And then, of course, the corporation will say, hey, they may shut him down at some point, whoever the TV show is. But he's just a single guy.
And then what do we do, put
anything.
A link on our website?
Yeah, just put a link on your website. All right, hey, it's not us doing it, it's this other guy.
All right, email us.
Yeah, if you've got bandwidth,
if you want to donate,
it's going to be Bobby Knight.
It's not seedy, it's just funny.
It's hilarious.
It's just, you know,
it is funny.
You know the typical Grego outtakes that he has when he's trying to cut a promotion or whatever?
Yeah, they're violent, aren't
just,
they?
Yeah.
You know, the one you would laugh, you would get the biggest kick out of is he does a live spot for Pizza Hut.
And he can't ad-lib, but he ad-libs everything, and he just melts down. It's just the best. Anyway, so email us with bandwidth. We'll talk to you. Okay, up next, we'll mix with the rest of the crew.
Hey, Poser, here's the quiz.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right.
The ticket zone Razor Ray is turning 40, and the Canadian's idea of a midlife crisis is a little off, eh?
Good day, eh?
Instead of getting a new motorcycle, he's giving his bike up. It's a fully tricked-out, classic-style vengeance motorcycle from B&M Leasing. Register at theticket.com to win Razor's ride. Maps and Desperado's tickets and ticket gear. Arrive in style and look good, too, on your slightly used Razor Vengeance.
Look out the window.
What are you doing?
It's time to talk high school football. Let's place our weekly call down to the Hill Country to Lollygag, Texas, and visit with the official high school football coach of our show, Coach Tom Foolery, the Lollygag Wildcats, who begin the playoffs this week.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, Coach Foolery?
This is the coaching office.
Hey, Coach, it's Gentleman Miller. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
All right. Just fine. We heard through the grapevine. Congratulations. You're in the playoffs.
We are pert as a kitten. 5-5, baby. We've won 5 straight, and we are in the playoffs, which continues my streak of playoff appearances.
Well, all right. Congratulations.
Excited about it. Hey, can I give the ticket information?
Yeah. Sure.
I know those dickhead P1 kind of guys up there like to sometimes make a road trip.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we're going to be playing Rungi Friday night down in Skidmore Town.
Keep moving.
Hey, listen, it's $3 pre-sale and $5 at the gate, so you save a couple of bucks.
All right, you just come by the field house and pick them up, or the ad building, or where should they go?
You can go over to J.W. Rutledge's office at the athletic director's building.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Oh, I think you can get them on the internet.
Oh, really? Lollygag.com?
Lollycat.com.
So how'd you get in? Did you have to win by a certain amount of points or anything, or you just had to win?
They were, Rungi, she's 9-1, their district champ.
Uh-huh.
And we're the sisters of the poor, kind of, because we snuck in. And, George, I'd love to go into detail about all that, how the worked out and everything, but I just don't have time because I hadn't even been able to prepare for Rungi because I just got back from the doctor.
Oh no. Is everything okay?
Imagine that. Well, I went about a week ago, and he prescribed me some Viagra.
Drop Page Radio.
He prescribed me some Viagra.
Oh, gosh.
Because Mavis was feeling frisky,
uh-huh.
And that got me a little frisky. But I was kind of having a problem, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Benchel was out of lead, you know.
Sure.
The toy soldier wouldn't stand that attention, you know.
Right, we understand.
My dolphin didn't want to swim, you know.
Yeah, I think we get it, Coach. Thank you.
Okay. So last week he gave me this prescription, and he said before he wanted me to fill it, he wanted to make sure that we were perfect candidates. So he said, you and your partner, that being Mavis, come to my office next week and we'll discuss this.
Uh-huh.
So early this morning, we went to the dock, and he left me out there in the waiting room, and he asked to see Mavis for a few minutes. So she went back to that examining room, and then he asked her to disrobe.
Hmm.
And then he asked her to turn around a few times.
Huh.
Then he tells Mavis, my wife, to get up on that examining table up there with the butcher block paper.
Right.
Drop Page Radio.
Then he tells Mavis, my wife, to get up on that examining table up there with the butcher block paper.
Right.
And to turn around a few times in all kinds of different weird positions.
Huh.
Then he tells her just put her clothes on, get dressed, and go back to the waiting room. So he comes out of the office and he says, Coach, I got some good news, I got some bad news, and the good news is there's nothing wrong with you because I couldn't get excited either.
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible.
What are you doing that with your wife?
That's what I say, bad for her, but hey, great for me, guys. I'm fine.
Yeah. Guess he just had to make sure that you were a candidate for the Viagra.
I don't mean. So I've got this new sexual energy, if you know what I mean, and I was ready to do some socializing.
Uh-huh.
And as coincidence would have it, our next-door neighbor, who I rarely talk to, Herschel Mumford,
uh-huh.
He came over and knocked on my door this morning.
Oh, yeah?
The tickets drop Page Radio.
So he knocks on my door and tells me, Coach, I'm having a party Saturday night, and he wanted to invite me. I said, well, that sounds great. I appreciate the invitation, Herschel. He says, okay, appreciate it. I said, I'll be there. And he walked off about three steps, and he says, Coach, I got to warn you that there's going to be some drinking. I said, well, that's no problem. After 30 years of coaching, I can drink with the best of them.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, Coach, I might as well warn you, there may be some fighting, too. I said, heck, I'm a football coach. You know, I've never been one to back down, so that doesn't bother me either.
Sure.
And he turns around, he says, oh, and another thing, Coach, I've seen some wild sex at these parties, too.
Oh, my God.
Huh. I said, well, heck, that's not a problem. As long as you don't tell Mavis. I said, I'll definitely be there. So he turns, starts walking over to his garage, and I stopped him. I said, hey, Herschel, what the heck am I supposed to wear to this deal? He said, Coach, whatever you want, it's just going to be the two of us.
Oh, my God. Drop Page Radio.
You've heard them on the ticket for years. Mike Reiner.
And Greg Williams.
Oh, what?
Known as the Hard Nine, they've entertained the P1s for years. And you've rewarded them. You've bought their caps. You've purchased their T-shirts. You've even gone to see them ignore you and your clean family at remotes and appearances.
Cha-ching!
Well, now the Hardline is giving back with their brand new Good Good product. And what product says quality radio more than...
Breakfast Cereal!
Yes, that's right. Breakfast cereal. Cereal that will make you feel so good and healthy, you'll forget about the aloofness and air of superiority they dole out with abandon. Now introducing a new flavor. Mike Reiner's Colostomy Crunch.
Hello, P1s, P2s, and marginal P3s.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Mavericks' struggles continued once again at the Staples Center last night, losing 108-103 to Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. This ticker brought to you by Sonic Drive-In and Man's Best Friend. Jerry Stackhouse got the start and scored 19 as Michael Finley was out with a calf injury, but the Lakers, led by Kobe Bryant's 40 points, pulled away late in the fourth quarter to snap their four-game losing streak, and Stack talks about falling short late.
It was whoever was able to string together a couple of stops and put together somewhat of a small run, and they were able to get it. Kobe got a few consecutive backs just there late, and that's where it was.
The Mavs have now lost 3 of 4, and they try to get back on track tomorrow night in Houston. Arena League football goes down tonight at the AAC as 2 4-1 clubs meet up as the Desperados host the New Orleans Voodoo. And Dallas head coach Will McClay knows the Desperados defense will have to deal with former Dallas quarterback Andy Kelly.
He knows the game. He's got very good receivers around him. What we've got to do is get some pressure on him when we can. We've got to knock down some of his 3 set balls, and we've got to hit him when we get the opportunity. We've got to make plays on the football in the secondary.
Dallas and New Orleans kicks off tonight at 7:30. You can hear the game on the ticket beginning at 7:15 with Rich Phillips and Kevin Scott. And third round action is underway at the Ford Championship at Doral. Phil Mickelson is your leader at a 14-under with a 2-shot lead, and Mickelson is happy with his short game.
I didn't necessarily hit the ball as well as I did yesterday, but I was able to salvage a lot of pars with my short game, and that led to a bogey-free round, which was really nice.
The leaders tee off today in the 12 o'clock hour. Right now, Justin Rose is 3-under through 4 holes, and Chris DeMarco is 3-under on the day through 9 holes. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturdays from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I couldn't hear a word he just said. That dick there. Hey, isn't this Trippin' Daisy?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket reminds you that a smile is a gift. Free to the giver and precious to the recipient. But giving the finger is free, too, and it's a little more personal and sincere.
It's a long intro. 9:58 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down, gearing up for the rant. Stay tuned for that as Corby and Davey should be by
shortly. Who is this, Gordon? Trippin' Daisy.
Trippin' Daisy.
Yeah, Tim DeLauder used to be in this band, Trippin' Daisy, 4 guys. And then the guitarist sadly OD'd, died at the age of like 28. He was young. And then, of course, that band broke up, and that kind of broke Tim's heart. And then he started Polyphonic Spree, which is heard on the station pretty frequently.
We're going to sign up.
All right, I'm going out to a nice dinner tonight for anniversary and all that stuff.
Hey, where are you going? I
don't know yet.
I'm trying to get I want to pick some new place to take my wife tonight. She's coming back in town.
You ever been to Sevy's?
Sevy Ballesteros?
Sevy's restaurant. Really nice, and chicks love this restaurant.
Yeah, it's good place.
Really? Yeah. It's great. It's right on Preston.
Can I score?
With your wife?
I don't know. But that would tick my wife off if I did.
Well, here's the deal. Normally these places, tend to be a little dark. And every once in a while, I try and keep my readers with me almost all the time. But a lot of times, I don't have
romantic.
Well, I'm just saying. I got to be able to see what I'm doing.
A little dish of Viagra there on the table, too.
See what I'm doing, baby. And there's a lot of times, obviously, if you don't have readers and you need them, you can't read menus in a decent restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why waiters don't carry some around, or at least have them on every...
You don't want to wear somebody else's dirty, aged-up readers?
What? What are you going to get for my tear ducts? What?
I don't know. Isn't it just creepy? There's something intimate about glasses.
By the way, speaking of a little blue pill, there's a really good article in Business Week this week about that those three companies, Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, spend more money on advertising than their revenue.
Yeah. More money? Why?
Bad business. Buying market share. But apparently they either overestimated how many people have erectile dysfunction.
ED,
or,
we call it ED.
Or
they,
how many would admit it. Or how many would admit it.
Yeah.
But they say only about 15% of the people who suffer from it are taking any of the pills.
There was an old salesperson here at the station. Bless you.
Bless you.
That used to tout it as a recreational party drug.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'd take it. I've never tried it.
Rocked with it.
But I'd like to see
literally
what it does. Have you tried it?
No. I'm under the impression that if you don't need it, it won't do a whole lot for you.
No, I hear that it...
I hear it does.
Yeah, it does. That's why he's promoting it as a recreational party drug.
So
where you get a bonus all weekend.
You get what now? What did you say?
You said something.
What was it, hours?
So if you were suffering for one for longer than 4 hours, would you seek medical assistance?
No.
No, it wasn't 4 hours.
Me neither.
Was it only 4 hours? They say if you had,
I don't know, 4 hours? I'd be kidding. I'd be bored.
It was basically me in eighth grade is all it is.
I would just be bored.
That's great. All it is hormones, right?
Yeah.
Just hopefully you don't get called up to write on the chalkboard.
I'm curious about it, but like I said, this guy said, he used to work here, he said, you rock with this stuff.
And Mike Fernandez.
Can you imagine?
You'll need it soon enough.
Well, hey, it
never works.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I don't think there's...
See, that a popsicle stick. Love it, too.
That is something I made up, and that's never been tried before.
What's that?
Split?
Splinting it with popsicle
But the question is, you do like a tree where you have it on both sides, or just, you know...
I think you do it both sides.
And strap
that's
it up
what the
duct tape.
Side.
Duct tape.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try that one day. I've proposed the morning show that we all take it at the beginning of the show just to make it real uncomfortable between all of us. As no one gets up from their position on the concept.
But I don't think it does anything to you unless you're actually aroused, right?
No, I think that it does something to you.
No, I don't think so.
I think it does nothing to you unless you're aroused.
Now,
are you sure about that?
No, I'm not.
So you'll
somebody call and tell us.
You'll gaze across at Craig and then everything, nature will take its course.
Next thing you know, the death starts rising.
It's not me, Craig, the other Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that clear.
Craig. I don't know.
Try it.
Is that expensive?
I have no idea. I don't know much about it.
Dave, have you ever tried the Viagra?
Because I get those prescription deals online all the time. You could go crazy on that stuff.
I know.
Vicodin. And do you think that stuff's actually Vicodin?
Yeah, that they sell you?
Yeah.
I think so. I
think it's a reputable website?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong ticket guy right now.
Oh.
Davey's in the
Davey's here.
Breaking all the equipment.
Everything's broken.
Davey's cut everything. That's with the haircut.
It's not really a haircut. I'm
looking stylish.
I'm like in between... hairstyles. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, Photoshop.
I'm trying to grow it out.
So
again.
Cocky.
No, I'm trying to grow
I'm
it out.
I'm in between hairstyles right now.
Well, I just don't know what to do with it. But no, I haven't.
Do it like I have.
Yeah.
Isn't that
that's
beautiful?
Good. Just not wash it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Rub mayonnaise in it and come to work?
I have not tried Viagra or Cialis or
Levitra. Which one's the one that... let you get going all weekend.
That's Cialis.
That's Cialis.
That's cocaine.
You just sit there and hound your wife all weekend.
Right.
12 hours.
Or wipe your hound.
Sorry.
So is that a real side effect, or is that kind of tricky marketing when they say, you know, if you experience an erection that lasts more than 3 hours, please consult your doctor?
I think it's kind of tricky marketing.
You know, it's genius. Like Cordyceps.
It is genius.
Cordyceps says, you know, if you don't want to lose a lot of weight, don't take this. If you want to lose 20 to 50 pounds, this is what you need. But if you only lose 10 pounds,
that's what my meth dealer told me, too.
So I get sucked into this Idol. I've been watching Idol with my wife and daughter.
Unfortunate word.
Yes. And,
got sucked in by your wife and daughter. Just reword it, okay?
Yeah.
We're making me tense.
We're a close family.
Taint.
No, why would he make a joke like that?
Would any popular act out there today have a chance to win that?
American Idol?
Yeah. I'm thinking like a Phil Collins. Let's say he would have auditioned.
Well, there's an age limit.
No, let's say he was younger. Let's say he's
still
low 20 or low 20s.
No, Phil Collins wouldn't win
it. He couldn't win it, right? Elton John couldn't win it.
Bruce Springsteen
could.
Springsteen
right away.
No, Springsteen can't carry a tune, so he wouldn't win it.
I don't think Elton John would win it now.
No. Well... no, I'm just talking about when he was back in the day.
But it's strictly a singing and performing competition. It's not,
it's not a musician.
Yeah, but a musical talent.
Right.
So, no, I mean, I think Alicia Keys would do well.
Well, no, because she's not playing the piano. Whitney Houston would have won it.
No, you have to be a songbird. That's all they're trying out is a songbird.
Isn't that Alicia Keys? She plays piano?
She plays piano.
Oh. Where is it?
I got it.
I didn't have my glasses.
Wow.
Not so sad.
Yeah.
I got it.
You know. Deep, dark secret.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't know it was a secret.
Yeah. I'm taking drugs for it.
There's a lot of secrets at this.
I haven't had the boils lately.
You play any hockey, Davey?
I haven't played in about 3 months.
I think I'm going to go on Craig Miller's idea of just showing up. I don't think it's going to matter.
I might do that, too. I think we're going to get smoked.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah. It's not going to matter, but I think we're going to get killed.
Yeah.
I think we're going to lose, too.
I think the girls are going to destroy us.
And what's the bet? Is there a bet?
I don't know.
A big bet? Anything?
I hope it's not head shaving, because I'm just now...
Yeah, it's looking good.
I'm just now getting to the point where it's growing a little
Yeah,
bit.
That's right.
Got a little product working in here?
A little product, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Mine's called Hellman's.
You know, Corby is not here today.
Really?
He was here last week.
Was he not here last week?
We weren't here last week.
What? Where is he?
He's renewing his vows this weekend.
What?
What?
He said he was at a wedding.
But not his wedding.
Oh, not his wedding.
No.
Okay.
I thought it was a wedding last week.
Oh. No, that was the bachelor party. It's Tim Tom. Huron, Meat Curtain.
Oh, yeah.
How did that go?
He called me last week. I haven't heard from Corby in 6 months. Hey, man, can you score me some free golf in Vegas?
He's pathetic.
And I need a new driver, too.
He is. He needs to move up on the ego list. Where is he? He is, gosh, he's at number 13.
Oh, there's no way. Let me see this.
I didn't even know this, and all of a sudden, here's this.
This is in the sports page this week, right?
I appreciate the mention.
The sports, not the, the sports page, the tabloid, not
okay,
the...
Okay, even though you're chicken scratching, how could you not put Dan above me?
I don't know. I had two minutes to come up with this.
But first you say he dropped down to underlings, which is...
How long ago did you write it?
How long ago did I write it? I don't know. When did we do that?
Wednesday, maybe?
I don't remember. How long did it take me to write it?
No, I didn't know. It was this week or a month ago.
This week, and it was a prime example of me teasing the first thing that came to my mind and then having to write to fulfill the tease. Which was, oh, gosh, I said the biggest egos of the ticket, and I came up with a quick list.
And
I was surprised. I was looking down at this. It reads pretty well. They just kind of took a transcript of it.
But Davey, you and I need to work hard to get on that list next year.
I think I may have been fired and no one told me because my card didn't work on the garage.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you got to redo it. You had to get it reset.
Sorry about that. It's supposed to be just me today.
They didn't recognize you with the new stuff.
You got to get it reprogrammed.
Oh. Well, I just did that like 2 months ago.
Oh.
It makes me angry.
Maybe fired.
It makes me angry.
I think it's a memo. All right, well, what do you think about this? Do we need a break or anything?
Nah.
Okay.
It's 10:25.
So review the list here, Davey, and tell me who is out of order.
I think you have Bob too high. I think you overrate his ego.
Really?
Not that he doesn't have
He's at number one on the list.
Yeah, not that he doesn't have one, but I think that you have it out for him.
You would be above him.
But did you see what he said to me once? Said documented?
Yeah, okay, his quote is, I don't think you can be in this business if you don't have a big ego. Well, that's true. You have to have some kind of ego if you want to be on the radio.
Just from personal experience,
big ego.
They will talk down to their underlings.
You speak from experience.
Yeah, they do it on the air, and they're worse off the air.
Is it not shtick?
Shtick, it's the worst shtick in the world because it's
because
not funny.
They never say they're joking, and it continues 24 hours a day.
They think that's great radio, and now that I listen on the outside looking in, I think it sounds terrible. Sounds like a bunch of bullies and like your boss is the worst jerk in the world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not saying that he's not top five.
Well, who's worse between the two at talking down the underlings?
Dan's the worst.
Okay. Dan is worse on air. Bob's worse off air.
Right. Because Bob tries to put on a false front on the air as if he's not that bad.
Passive aggressive.
That's why he's higher.
I think you need to be much higher.
Yeah. That's
what you wrote.
No, it says 16. If
the computer had written it
correctly,
you would have definitely been in the top 10, and you slipped one person underneath you to try and legitimize
it. I had nothing to do with this. Look, read it. It says, this is what the computer said. It raised an eyebrow with me, but science is science.
Whatever.
See, I even acknowledged that it raised a little bit of eyebrow with me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
How come Cat wasn't in there?
He's not one of our stars, buddy.
Jeff Callan?
Yeah, he's off air.
They had Ken Roberts in there.
You know, that was a joke. And they didn't reprint that part.
Funny, it's really hard because pretty much everybody that's listed on this page has a giant ego.
So you're just grading degrees of it?
Yeah, I mean, you
shades of gray.
Breaking the microphone now, Gordon. I mean, saving the ice.
I'm tightening it down. It's not going to happen again. But yeah, so it's really just kind of very shades of difference between the egos here.
I think there's a huge drop-off after number one.
How can Dale not be number one?
Because Bob Stern was in the mix?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dale acknowledges it, too.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of humility to acknowledge it.
I definitely agree with Richard Hunter, Big Dick Hunter, at number three. Anyone who ran for mayor of Fort Worth is a bit.
I know.
A giant ego.
That thinks the whole world's interested in his life.
I think Rich Phillips, well
go right. In order here. You
that's
got
right.
One, Bob Sturm, two, Dale Hansen, three, Richard Hunter, four is Mike Reiner.
Yeah.
Disagree with any of this
who
so far?
Who actually dropped, I think.
I think Ryan's is still dropping. He may not even deserve number four anymore.
Yeah, he's definitely grown.
He's not an a-hole, but he's just not as much of an egotist.
Mm-hmm.
He's made it and he's relaxing now.
Norm at number five.
Good pick.
You're
Rito out. That's all. But he's nice. I think he's really nice.
Your little blurb on him is right on. A guy who will play Mr. Modest, aw shucks on the radio, but will grandstand behind the scenes. A man who tries to get out of every mandatory event that we've ever had.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah, he definitely deserves to be top five. Grego at number six.
See, I think Grego, with the whole thing he had before, he's got a dose of humility. I wouldn't put him up that high.
Nice.
Like, you know him better than I do, but
got to have an ego to be in radio.
Grego's a difficult one to rank because he has such a split personality.
He
can be so nice.
Yeah,
but then other times he can be, you know, I built the station.
Well, yeah, he's very country boy can't survive at one moment, and then big market, big time the other.
Right,
moment.
That's so, genius.
Yeah, he definitely deserves his placement. Rich Phillips at seven, I guess because he is just a ticker guy is why he doesn't crack any higher.
But I don't, you know, I never knew this about Rich. I just knew him from kind of on the air and just my dealings with him. And but then I talked to other people around here, and they say he is a chronic bitcher.
He
bitches about everything, and is just a complainer.
Well, is that a pain in the ass?
Does that mean ego, or does that just mean a pain in the ass? There's a difference.
Well, that he has some sense of entitlement to him, and that's why he bitches.
Then you got Kevin Scott at eight.
The quiet egotist.
Yeah, he definitely has a high self-opinion.
There's such
but he doesn't, I don't think he flaunts it the way that everybody prior to him on the list, so it's probably a good placement.
But he is a seething cauldron of anger, whatever.
Yeah, smoldering cauldron.
Smoldering cauldron of anger.
Now, Rick Arnett at number nine, I don't know about that.
Thank you.
I think that you...
I acknowledge that was kind of a
I think
joke.
You were just taking
Rick
a crack
Arnett.
At Rick.
I was kind of taking a crack at Rick. But Rick will... Rick used to always... Well, because Rick had to run interference for Bob and Dan.
Yes.
And all of a sudden...
Rocco.
Yeah, and he was trying to tell me that when they filled in for the morning show, it was... You work for them today, kind of thing. I'm on the regular show.
Right.
See,
I'm not going to just do some lame ass bit that Bob comes up with if I don't think it's funny.
I was doing my job though. That was nothing to do with ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would slide Corby either right behind or right above Kevin Scott.
Really.
And I might even move Craig Miller up. See, you've got Kevin Scott at eight, Rick Arnett at nine, Dan McDowell at ten, and.
Yeah, after the Dale thing, Corby needs to move up.
That was funny.
Dan McDowell at 10 maybe should be higher, but it's hard to... Who are you going to drop?
Right.
George Dunham at 11, Craig Miller at 12. I think those should probably be flip-flopped. I think Craig has a bigger ego than George.
Right.
Corby at 13
but
is way low.
I've seen George slap a female intern in the hallway.
Because coffee was too cold?
No, because of a typo on a memo that he wanted her to...
Viagra kicked in.
How many memos has George ever sent out? From the desk of George Dunham. Number 14 is Danny. He definitely has the rock star and the gotta-be-liked-itis.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that that's necessarily ego.
I know. That was a tough one.
And then Frito. Frito's pretty innocuous. Gordon, of course, the computer...
It was
a glitch.
You must, you must not have filled in a certain field.
I know.
Like all of them. Any of them. Garbage in, garbage out.
And Jimmy.
Yeah, he's
a shell of a man.
You nailed that.
Wow. Oh, my.
Hey, Bill.
Aren't we all family?
Oh.
Well, I enjoy this list. Everybody needs to pick up this week's copy of the sports page.
I didn't even know they put it in there.
Look at those newbies.
I got no
hair.
I got no compensation for this.
Have you seen inside of the back cover the Silver City ad? Look at. You can see.
Don't you love women?
Naked bottom breath.
Wow.
Kind of have.
Mm. Ooh, is that chicka chick?
Cross
the line a little bit.
Too good for that.
Future?
You have a body for me? Huh? So what do you guys got today?
Oh, yeah. Look at that chest meat. Yeah.
I can see the underside over here and the underside.
Oh, by the way, I saw Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too. I did too. Not nearly as good as Bad Santa.
Not nearly as good.
Well,
I don't think it's a good... Bad Santa's not a good kids movie,
no,
by the way.
No, my kids love it. I mean, we watch it every
day. Your kids like Bad Santa?
No, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
By the way, I'm not letting them see Bad Santa.
By the way, in your frenzy, you busied all the lines.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Oh, sorry about that.
So nobody could call in and ask. I thought it was good, but I actually got a bigger kick out of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
So yeah, people have been recommending that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Funny.
I haven't seen that yet. But
that's funny.
Have you seen Bad Santa yet?
No.
I haven't seen that yet. And I've heard it's good, but I've heard it's overrated.
No way is that overrated.
He's with a fat girl in like a dressing room or something. Or...
Yeah, that's yeah, not fucking lot.
There's midgets. And
Cobra.
And well, John Ritter. John Ritter's really good.
They call
him
little people.
Yeah, and John Ritter's really good.
That was John Ritter's swan song.
Yeah.
Yes, he was hilarious.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, but...
No, get Harold Kumar.
It's 10:25. Also, somebody recommended Shaun of the Dead, and I'm about three quarters of the way through that.
Good?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I thought it was going to... Everyone just recommended it so highly, I thought this was going to be another, you know, cult favorite like this. But, you know, it's good.
I can't stop looking at those breasts.
Stop it.
All right, I got to go. Let's go.
Okay. Coming up next, the rant the way it should be.
Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice, 8th, Thursday, March 24th at Fort Worth Convention Center.
This is getting dirty, Norm! This is getting dirty!
Battle lines have been drawn. Dunham and Miller and the Hardline have joined forces to form Nextel Team Ticket. We've finally grown up and stopped playing with ourselves. And now, we're interested in girls. Pro-cut Hanson's Honey.
Babes with blades, chicks with sticks, helmeted hotties.
Trying to skate our putts off. Get your tickets now at theticket.com for just $13.10.
Well, I got some ticket items. I didn't know if you guys
were
showing
up. Hey, look at that. Yeah.
You may recognize that. That's Mike Reiner's colostomy bag. I had that on sale a couple of years ago. $25.
Maybe Reiner will want to purchase that back.
How about this one? Now, this is probably the most expensive item I have.
Okay.
$1 billion for this item.
Okay.
Greg Williams' leftover sick days. It's incredibly rare. Incredibly rare.
Get off the sick.
He's used
this,
right?
This is a set of cassette tapes.
Cassettes, huh?
Yeah. It's a hooker testimony about you, George Dunham.
All right, that's the same.
$80 or $60 for law enforcement.
Right, just tell them that I sue you.
And right now, Super Bowl special, obviously, Rams cheerleaders panties, new $5. Use $10!
All right, we'll see you later, Shorty.
All right, see you later, Chubb.
All right, always wonderful to run into Shorty DeFazio. That's a real treat.
Yeah, there he is.
Hi, can you take touch
stub, please?
Excuse me?
I need to see your ID and pay touch stub, please.
Ma'am, I would like to apply for a payday advance. There has got to be a better way to do this.
Frustrated with the hassle of getting a payday advance at those payday advance stores? Well, CashAdvance.com would like to let you know you can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy of your home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls. CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that's deposited directly into your bank account. It's safe and convenient,
and you can do it from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on to CashAdvance.com at www.CashAdvance.com or click on the CashAdvance.com logo on your radio player now.
Have you been avoiding those cash advance stores because you're afraid somebody might spot you and the whole experience will leave you feeling kind of down and out? Or maybe you don't feel safe carrying some of your hard-earned cash out of one of those stores. Well, CashAdvance.com has got you covered. You can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy and the safety of your own home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls.
CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that is deposited directly in your bank account. It's safe and convenient and can be done from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on. It's CashAdvance.com. Or you can click on the CashAdvance.com logo. It's on your radio player right now.
He sat me down and he shoved those big fat fingers, two of his big fat fingers, right in my nose. And he tells me to blow hard. Well, I blew as hard as I could, and sure enough, that peanut flew right out all the way across the room like it was shot out of a cannon.
Huh.
Everybody got all excited, jumped for joy. Mavis was all happy. Betty Lou was really happy that her boyfriend had impressed her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it easy on the kid. I said, sit down, son. I'll go make you something to drink. So me and Mavis go into the kitchen, and she turned to me and she said, Tommy, that is so sweet. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he smart? I said, yeah. She said, what do you think he's going to be when he gets older? I looked at her and I said, Mavis, from the smell of his fingers, I think he's going to be our son-in-law.
Oh, not me.
My God.
Holy cow, Coach.
Radio.
Hello, Bill House.
Yeah, Coach Foolery, please.
Yes, I'm in the coach's office.
Hey, Coach. Hey. Gentleman Miller, how's it going?
Good, guys. How are you?
Okay, good. Well, did you win or lose?
We got another W.
Yeah, two in a row. Yeah.
Beat old Yoakum, 21-0.
Whoa, shutout. Wow, you're turning it on.
Defense is playing great, and offense really rallied around our new quarterback.
Who's that?
That we had transferred in from Tampa.
Who?
Brian Branch.
Brian Branch from Tampa.
He transferred in. We were going to give him a look earlier this year, but he failed his physical.
Oh. But now he's passed it and you got him in there, huh?
Crying Brian.
Crying yep. Brian.
He played great, of course.
Radio.
Sure.
The ticket drop page radio. For tickets, contact Ticketmaster, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. This is the ticket.
The Rangers are trying to figure out their pitching staff in Surprise, Arizona. This ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Cavenders. Yesterday, the Rangers allowed 13 runs off 17 hits in a 17-13 win over the Royals. Chan Ho Park got the start, and he was awful, going two innings, allowing three runs off five hits. With spots open in the rotation, right-hander R.A. Dickey knows almost everyone is battling for a job.
Everybody knows what they're up against, and what it comes down to more than anything is controlling what you can control, you know, and that's when you get the ball, what do you do with it on the mound? And that'll be the telltale sign. There's nobody else to blame but yourself, you know, for that.
Today, the Rangers continue Cactus League play as they take on the Royals in Surprise at 2 o'clock. The Desperados at 4-1 have a big test tonight at the AAC as they host the 4-1 New Orleans Voodoo. Dallas quarterback Clint Sterner was named last week's Offensive Player of the Week, and he thinks tonight's game could be a shootout.
You know, we think that we're going to score as time we touch the ball. As an offense, you know, we let our defense play ball. They're playing great right now, and any kind of help we can get from them, we'll take it, and we'll run with it. We're going to score every time we touch it, and that's our mentality.
You can hear Rich Phillips and Kay Scott with the call on the ticket beginning tonight at 7:15. And to the NBA, the Boston Celtics got 36-year-old point guard Gary Payton back from the Hawks after he was waived by Atlanta. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Making love to you, the listener, every Saturday, 10 to noon. It's your old pal, Gordo. Let's load up them lines.
This is my new personality. I'm trying to keep going.
Just you're honing it, for real.
Yeah, I'm honing it. And towards the end of the week there, I was trying a more upbeat, happy Ron Chapman kind of guy.
Uh-huh. Just to, because that void is going to be out there.
Yeah, there's a void now. And you know, we have a lot of influx of 60-year-old women listeners that are now
they're really looking for a home right now.
Right, and so that's what I was kind of doing. But on Saturday, it's kind of a different thing. I'm going to try to have a little bit more rock and roll attitude. Hey, you give us a call, 214-787-1310. Let's blow this mother up. Hi, you on the ticket? You on the ticket?
Hey, is going on going to be telling the chimp story today?
Hey, the chimp story? Is that what you're talking about, man?
Yes.
Absolutely, we're going to be covering it all.
Hey, did you get my message yesterday?
I don't know what your message was.
It was about the parts of his body that were severed off.
Yeah.
Is that not horrible?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it all, man.
All right. Let's
all right,
it.
Buddy.
See
you. You take care, man.
All right.
Drink
too.
One from me. I hate myself. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I
wasn't feeling it.
It just grates on me.
Maybe you should try and hone another character.
Yeah. All right. So it's just me and me old producer, who's now me co-host, Dave Lane. Corby's gone. Gone. Out. Fired.
What?
No longer at the ticket until Monday.
Then he's reinstated, yeah.
So it's just the two of us, but we will ably take you to noon. We have so much stuff to talk about, David.
You know what this is?
What?
This is your official St. Patrick's Day pre-show.
Yeah, because next week will be St. Patrick's Day type show, right?
Yes. Next Saturday, the rant will be broadcasting live from the roof of Stan's Blue Note.
Are we doing that again?
Yep.
Cool. Wait a second. I think I'm on vacation.
Next week?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You know, I don't know what to do. I put in for vacation because this was the time I was going to take it. It was like March 11th. That's my last day.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd have that next week off. But I don't have anything to do.
Stay in town and leave after the show on Saturday.
Well, I think I might as well work. I mean,
rescind your vacation request?
Well, yeah. If I'm not going anywhere, then... And I'm in town. I might as well work.
Go with me to South by Southwest. We'll party.
That just doesn't sound fun to me. South by Southwest, it sounds like there's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it's a lot of people.
I don't like that. That makes me claustrophobic and nervous and, you know, just a CDC concern.
Well, just we'll find you some downers.
Well, no, I don't want to do drugs, sir. I don't want to do drugs. I'm 48 years old. I don't want to do drugs. Okay, so we have several things to talk about. One is I do want to get into the chimp story.
I'm not familiar, so this is breaking news to me.
All right, so let me tell you the story, David.
Do we need to tease it? Let's tease
it.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you this chimp story. It's pretty wild, and it sparked a great conversation on the morning show, something that every guy is curious about. Next. Hey, it's Big Dick. Tonight on the P1 Wild Ass Circus, they brought you the...
The Ticket is sports and information. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. The Ticket is local personalities. The Ticket is big name guests. The Ticket is the home of the world famous Ticket Chicks. Real sports, real Ticket Chicks. Well, some of the Ticket Chicks are playing.
I'm ready.
Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station.
He played great, of course. He found his physical earlier this year, and we couldn't play him because every time he threw it deep, it popped.
What, his wrist?
No, his bowels.
Oh, God. What do you mean?
Well, every time he threw a ball over 40 yards, he throw it short.
Oh, no. So he just had to throw some shorter routes, I guess, huh?
Have a number two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you. We got the idea.
So we had a big dilemma. We needed to start him because the other quarterbacks just weren't getting it done. I'm not sure they can play at this level.
Uh-huh.
But we were worried about the repercussions. Mm. You know, was it worth starting him to bring in
extra 10 pair of football pants to the football game. We don't have that kind of equipment space on the bus.
Right.
But leave it to Manuel. You know, our equipment manager.
The tickets drop in radio.
But leave it to Manuel, you know, our equipment manager and laundry guy.
Uh-huh.
He decided that instead of wearing purple and purple, or purple and white with the white pants for the home,
uh-huh,
that we would not only wear road purple, but we would just change the color scheme so we wore purple jerseys and chocolate brown pants.
Oh, my gosh. So you have to get, like, new brown pants, or did you already have those...
We dyed them. We had the whole team outfitted in them.
Wow.
They look sharp. Purple and brown is better than what you think it'd be.
That's got to be a bad look.
So big old number 16 led us to victory.
Well, that's good. At least you got a guy that can throw the deep ball.
Yeah, well, he can do that. It's not a pretty sight after he does it, but none of the other guys wanted to sack him because he smells so bad.
I've never heard of this type of... I've never heard of this type of affliction. What happens in this whole thing?
Well, George, it's going to blow out. Hey, it doesn't happen to guys your age, but trust me, you'll get there, son.
Okay.
All right. Don't trust them after a while.
So who you got this week?
Well, this week we got another district battle. This time we're playing Poteet, and we got all kinds of game planning problems. My young married graduate assistant, Carlos Rodriguez, 25-year-old kid,
uh-huh,
he called in sick on Wednesday for practice, and he coaches our specialty teams, and we need all three faces. And I told him, you can't call in sick, coach. And he said, well, coach, me not want practice. I got a headache, backache, my leg hurts, whining, as these young coaches do. And I said, hey, listen, Carlos.
Radio. Drop Page Radio.
And I said, hey, listen, Carlos, you're a young married graduate assistant right out of college. Take it from old Coach Tom. I've had these days before. But when I have them, right after lunch, before fourth period, I always, when I have a day like this, I go home, I see Mavis, have a good roll in the hay for about an hour, and I'm good for the afternoon workout. Well, I said, Carlos, you ought to try that, son. And so, sure enough, about 2 hours later, he shows up for practice, looking pert as a kitten. And I said, hey, you look ready to go. You feel better? Did you try what I told you? He said, yeah, sure did. And by the way, coach, you got a nice house.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Wrong wife there.
I appreciate the canned laughter to get me through that one, guys.
The tickets stop reading for you.
Another thing we got problems with is Doug Douglas, our tight end.
Yeah.
That kid, I sent him to the doctor because he can't stop fiddling with himself.
Oh, gosh.
He's always polishing the banister, flogging the dolphin.
Right. Yeah, I think we get it. Yeah.
I told him, Doug, you better stop that or you're going to go blind. Well, he takes it seriously and he goes to the optometrist. He goes to the eye doctor. And sure enough, when he gets there, the doctor tells him, he said, son, you got to stop fiddling with yourself. And he says, I know, coach says, because I'm going to go blind. And the doc says, no, you're upsetting the other patient.
No way.
Well, yeah, all sorts of problems.
Hopefully it'll all come together in a cohesive unit of cohesitude, and we'll get after them on Friday night, and we'll be 3-0 in district play.
Well, right. Let's hope so. Good luck against Poteet, coach.
Drop Page Radio.
And outside Valley View Mall in Dallas.
The Ticket.
The Dallas Mavericks have a day off today after dropping their second straight in Los Angeles last night, falling to the Lakers 108-103. Dirk scored 23, Jerry Stackhouse chipped in 19, but it wasn't enough as Kobe Bryant blew up for 40 points, dropping Dallas to 38-19 on the season. The Mavs have lost 3 of 4, and Stackhouse thinks Dallas needs to play with more emotion.
Played two desperate teams, and they're a little bit more, a little hungrier than we were. And we just got to find a way to get our edge back, you know. It's two tough losses, and we got another road game ahead of us.
Dallas wraps up their three-game road trip Sunday night at 6 o'clock as they take on Yao Ming and the Houston Rockets. It's a busy day in local college hoops as number 8 Oklahoma State hosts Texas in Stillwater. Number 20 Oklahoma is on the road against Bobby Knight and the Texas Tech Red Raiders. A&M heads to Waco to play Baylor. SMU is at home at Moody Coliseum hosting Rice. TCU is on the road against Southern Miss. And all day today up in Denton, the Sun Belt Conference Tournament is going on at the Super Pit. And Tiger Woods is 5 shots off the lead at 9-under heading into the third round at the Ford Championship at Doral. Phil Mickelson is your leader at 14-under par. He has a 2-shot lead over Billy Andrade. Third round play is already underway as Justin Rose has shot up the leaderboard at 9-under par for the tournament after shooting 5-under through 7 holes on the day. Leaders tee off today in the 12 o'clock hour. Ticket ticker is service of the new Metabolife Extreme Energy. Metabolife Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy is coming soon to a store near you. Maximize your potential with Extreme Energy. It's from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays from 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Come see Broads on Blades at Cash America CCOI 8, Thursday, March 24th at Fort Worth Convention Center. Get your tickets now at theticket.com.
1037 on
Autoplex Leasing and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1037, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You've got The Rant with David Lane and Gordon Keith. We are here to take your telephone calls. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number.
Sorry, I just fired up a bowl.
Don't say that. That makes you so, I don't know.
Dead. Go ahead.
All right, so here's this chimp story I want to tell you about. This couple got this chimp when he was a baby.
Where are these couples?
California.
Living.
Yeah, they're in California.
Humans.
And so they're out there in California, and they got this little baby chimp whose mother was killed by poachers. And so they had this chimp, and they named him Mo. They had him for many, many years.
And so did they hook up with him through, like, a rescue organization, or were they over in Africa and found him? How did they come to own the chimp?
I don't know. You were adopted. How does that work? Websites?
Yeah.
Anyway, so... they somehow got this chimp. I don't know how they got it, to answer your question. So they named him Mo, and he lived with them, I guess, for a lot of years because he's like 39 now.
Wow.
Maybe they didn't get him as a baby, but they must have if the poachers killed his mommy.
Like Bambi?
Yeah. So they had him, and then a couple years ago, Mo got aggressive and bit off some lady's finger.
Hmm.
And so the, I guess, CPS for animals... took Mo out of their home and put him in an animal sanctuary. Well, the couple's been trying to get him back for forever and ever. And so then they go and visit him, like, daily at this animal sanctuary. And it was Mo's 39th birthday. So the couple, who are in their mid-60s now, they go to visit Mo at the animal sanctuary and bring him a cake. Well, while they're standing there outside of Mo's enclosure or cage or whatever it is, in the next enclosure over, two adolescent chimps escape and run towards the couple and attacks them. And attacks this man whose name is weird. It's like St. James something. His first name is St. James.
Weird.
Which is so slightly egotistical.
When was he canonized?
I don't know.
I would have heard about that. As a Catholic, I would have.
Right. So they attack him and just savagely maul this guy.
Oh.
And
they just jumped the fence?
I guess I've never really heard how they got out. I don't know if they know or they just haven't said. So
so Mo's going nuts seeing his daddy being mauled by two chimps.
I guess. I don't know. The paper didn't have Mo's reaction. He wasn't quoted.
He didn't sign his reaction.
The first chimp. The first
Happy
chimp.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Dan. Happy birthday to you.
It's a recreation of the attack.
So, the one chimp mauls St. James or St. John, whatever his name is. And then the one of the keepers there got a gun and blew that chimp away. And then the other chimp comes up and grabs St. James or St. John's body and starts dragging him down the road.
Mm.
Now, two other female chimps escaped from the same enclosure at the same time. They found them like 5 miles away down the road.
So the male chimps created a diversion, and then the female chimps hit the road.
I guess so.
Escaped.
Yeah. And they stole a Miata, and they found them. So,
did they drive it off the edge of a cliff?
Yeah. This prompted the question, though, how can a chimp, an average chimp, average male chimp, can they take an above-average human male, like Larry Allen kept coming up and Mike Tyson kept coming up? Who would win in a fight between those two? And George and I were like, there's just no question, it's going to be a chimp. But
yeah.
Craig felt for sure that, no, Larry Allen or Mike Tyson could
handle
him.
Lumbering Larry Allen would be able to take
a
spry little chimp.
He just kept talking about Larry Allen. I don't know why he was on about Larry Allen.
I think pound for pound, chimps are way stronger than humans.
Absolutely. So we did some research and started talking about it. First of all, let me tell you about St. John or St. James.
Did he die?
The saint. I'm just going to call him the saint. No, he didn't die. Let me tell you about his injuries. Little blurb in the paper said that he would require extensive surgery for them to try to reattach his nose.
Oh, dear.
They also said that his testicles and 1 foot was severed.
1 foot?
1 foot was severed.
Like chewed through?
I don't know, I guess.
Good Lord.
I know. And so how Craig can maintain that the strongest human in the world can take an average chimp, I have no idea. And then we got to talking about chimps, and of course people start emailing, we start going on websites researching them, and the average chimp has the strength of 6 to 8 adult males.
Wow.
Human males.
Yeah. I haven't associated them with a mean streak, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, is chimps are mean.
Really?
Because I'm always aggressive and very mean.
I've always heard that about baboons.
Yeah.
That baboons are really aggressive.
Mm-hmm. But chimps will, they're known when they get in fights, they'll rip each other's arms off and stuff like that.
Wow.
In a little fight, a little tiff.
So maybe one of the chimps had St. James in figure four,
right,
and the other one was just twisting his ankle around.
Yeah, cranked it off. So, geez Louise.
So Craig honestly believes he would put money on Mike Tyson.
Well, I think that he eventually got his back so up against the wall that he was just going to never disagree with himself, never change his mind no matter what, even with all the evidence. But, yeah, they were saying that they did some strength tests with chimps, I said, which is kind of hard because you can't really get them to participate or they don't like to.
Bench press?
Yeah, they can't have a clean and jerk competition. But a chimp with one arm, one female chimp with one arm, pulled this lever that was, attached to a strength measure. And she registered a 1,200-pound pull with one arm on this thing.
Good night.
A female chimp. So.
But she may have been pretty butch.
Yeah. Yeah, paper didn't say. So there's no doubt that a chimp could kick any human being's ace.
So, Mo really isn't part of the story. Mo was just what brought the couple
Mo
to that
place. Mo is what lured the couple there.
So maybe Mo was in on it.
Yeah, I think it's an inside job, clearly. Take your phone calls if you've had any experience with chimps. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, Gordo.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your boyfriend Peaches. Hey, did you watch that program on National Geographic?
No, I didn't, and a couple of you guys emailed me about it. There was a, what was it called, when chimps attack, or?
Nature's Fury, the dark side of chimps.
The dark side of chimps. Yeah, I missed it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I ended up having to turn it off because it got pretty disturbing.
You're kidding me.
Well, they were talking about these chimps in this one place in, like, Uganda or somewhere.
Yeah.
There was this one chimp that they had nicknamed Saddam because it would go through the villages and, like, rip babies out of mom's hands and take them off and eat them, like, eat their arms off and then eat their guts out and just kind of throw them down.
Wow.
And, but anyway, they showed them sneaking around and, like, sneaking up on other chimps and just ripping them to pieces. I mean, ripping their arms off, ripping their heads off.
So they're real territorial, right?
Yeah.
Is it territorial, or is it even beyond that? It's territorial, and they're just mean.
They're just homicidal?
Yeah, well, they were talking about, as far as killing the babies, that it was just a food source for them.
God.
That they were just, because of all the deforestation, or whatever you call that, over there, where they're killing down the rainforest, They were just looking for food, so they thought, we're human babies, be good.
These were human babies they were taking.
Oh, yeah, snatching them out.
I thought you were talking about chimp babies.
Yeah, they were going to human villages. I guess they're chimp villages. Anyway, going to human villages and ripping the babies out of the mom's hands and running off into the rainforest.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, it kind of made my pants get a little bit crazy.
Sir, higher on the ticket.
I feed my monkey all the time.
Higher on the ticket.
When I was young, I had a chimp at my birthday party. What's the story?
Okay, what's the story?
He was only about 4 months old, and he grabbed onto my older brother by the arm, and it took four people to get him off my older brother.
Gosh dang dog. Your older brother needs four people to get him off?
Oh, yeah. Well, my older brother was about 15 years old, and so what the deal was is this chimp jumps on and grabs hold of him and starts to kind of jerk him around, and so the trainer had her con out the ass and just totally was beating on him, and it still wouldn't stop him.
He kept beating it.
Wow. I'm telling you, they're scary. You know how... I was also, this little tidbit, in case you ever encounter a chimp attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how to get away from him?
How? Run uphill?
No.
Run up a tree.
No, I don't think running up a tree would do it, but that's a pretty good guess there.
Covering yourself in AIDS blood?
Cloaking yourself in AIDS blood? They can't see you.
Isn't AIDS the chimp cancer?
No, it's a chimp AIDS. It's just simian AIDS.
Oh.
No, they hate water. I don't know if they can even swim, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. Because they have such low body fat, they can't float at all.
Oh,
they're no buoyancy.
Like a rock?
Yeah. So I guess you'd try to swim out into some water, and then, of course, a croc takes you down. Oh. Anyway, higher on the ticket.
I used to have a chimp about 20 years ago, and I found that I had to spank my monkey quite a bit.
Done. Higher on the ticket.
Yeah, I have a chimp story.
Okay.
I was up at Arbuckle Wilderness in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Fatty Arbuckle Wilderness. I've been there.
It was. And I left the bottle at home, though. And
they have a lot of Coke machines there?
Yeah, they did. Actually, I think it was Pepsi.
Oh.
Because it's sponsored by Pepsi.
Oh.
But anyway, I was by the chimp cage, and there's nobody else around. And they had a little barrier, the little fence, and I noticed every time we got closer, the chimp would just start making his chimp noise. And I stepped over the barrier. Yeah. And the chimp jumped up on the cage, screaming, and peed on my shoe.
They'll do that.
Yeah, it did do that.
And, you know, that's the other thing, that little anecdotal information about chimps, is that they say that their scream is so terrifying, it immobilizes you.
Really?
Yeah, it's like paralyzing to you because it's so frightening.
Hmm. I don't know that I've ever seen a chimp scream, like, in person.
And we had all these people call up and say that they used to witness chimp wrestling. That, you know, some carnival or something would have you, if you could go 3 minutes and around with a chimp, that they would, you'd get $250. So you had tons of huge guys that would go in there, and the chimp would have a muzzle on, you know, so he can't bite or anything. And the chimp would just kind of toy with him for a little bit, and then whenever the trainer guy would blow his whistle to signal the chimp would just pick up the guy and throw him out of the ring. And so that in all his time, I guess he went to this thing all the time, that he never saw anyone who even came close to ever having any sort of physical dominance. Or
what about, how about this? How about Bruce Lee in his prime against the chimp?
No. No way. And this is why I think no human could beat a chimp, no matter how trained and skilled that human is because humans have self-awareness, and as soon as a chimp bites off half your face or bites off your bicep,
you have the flea.
You have freak out.
Yeah.
I mean, you just imagine, I have the rest of my life without a bicep now, and you freak out, whereas a chimp,
They're in the moment.
Yeah, they're in the moment. That's it. They're Buddhist.
They're going for the goal of the
right.
moment.
They could have one of their arms off. They don't care. They're still fighting.
Humans just a flesh have wound. A preconception of how to fight, you know, putting up your dukes or whatever, where monkeys just go for your eye sockets or your genitals or whatever. They don't fight fair like a human would.
How do you know?
Experience.
All right. So there's some broadcast.
Just a theory for you.
All right, what do we want to talk about next, David?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the paper. You have.
Oh, we have an incredible tale of, did you see where they found the three bodies in the back of the van and how long the bodies had been in the back of the van and who the bodies turned out to be?
I'm fascinated.
The details next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Scan your sports eyes over the sports page. Dallas-Fort Worth's only free weekly sports newspaper.
Where we live today, sports.
Subscribe to Big Ben's Freestyle Sports.
Sports.
Bob Sturm's blogs in print.
Sports.
And a synopsis on the Mavs and the NBA with our own guru of the game, Skinny Skin.
Where we live today, sports.
Radio 1310.
Go directly to sportspagedallas.com. Or
it's time to talk high school football. Let's place our weekly call down to the Hill Country to Lollygag, Texas. And visit with the official high school football coach of our show, Coach Tom Foolery, the Lollygag Wildcats, who begin the playoffs this week.
All right.
Hello, Phillips.
Yeah, Coach Foolery?
This is the coaching office.
Hey, Coach, it's Donovan Miller. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
All right. Just fine. We heard through the grapevine. Congratulations. You're in the playoffs.
We are pert as a kitten. 5-5, baby. We won 5 straight, and we are in the playoffs, which continues my streak of playoff appearances.
Well, all right. Congratulations.
Excited about it. Hey, can I give the ticket information?
Yeah. Sure.
I know those ticket-head P1 kind of guys up there like to sometimes make a road trip.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we're going to be playing Rungi Friday night down in Skidmore Tavern.
Keep moving.
Hey, listen, it's $3 pre-sale and $5 at the gate, so you save a couple of bucks.
All right, you just come by the field house and pick them up, or the ad building, or where should they go?
You can go to J.W. Rutledge's office at the athletic director's building.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Oh, I think you can get them on the internet.
Oh, really? Lollygag.com?
Lollycat.com.
So how'd you get in? Did you have to win by a certain amount of points or anything, or you just had to win?
They were Rungi seeds 9-1, their district champ.
Uh-huh.
And we're the sisters of the poor kind of because we snuck in. And, George, I'd love to go into detail about all how the worked out and everything, but I just don't have time because... I hadn't even been able to prepare for Rungi because I just got back from the doctor.
Oh no. Is everything okay?
Imagine that. Well, I went about a week ago and he prescribed me some Viagra.
Drop Page Radio.
He prescribed me some Viagra.
Oh, gosh.
Because Mavis was feeling frisky.
Uh-huh.
And that got me a little frisky. But I was kind of having a problem, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Benzel was out of lead, you know.
Sure.
The toy soldier wouldn't stand that attention, you know.
Right, we understand.
My dolphin didn't want to swim, you know.
Yeah, I think we get it, Coach. Thank you.
Okay. So last week he gave me this prescription, and he said before he wanted me to fill it, he wanted to make sure that we were perfect candidates. So he said, you and your partner, that being Mavis, come to my office next week and we'll discuss this.
Uh-huh.
So early this morning we went to the dock. And he left me out there in the waiting room, and he asked to see Mavis for a few minutes. So she went back to that examining room, and then he asked her to disrobe.
Hmm.
And then he asked her to turn around a few times.
Huh.
Then he tells Mavis, my wife, to get up on that examining table up there with the butcher block paper.
Right.
Top Page Radio.
Fancy empowering your life with the greatest latest MP3 player, Zen Micro? Visit CambridgeSoundworks.com to find out why it has been garnering rave reviews from users all over the globe. You'll also find a buffet of top-notch creative products at prices that simply can't be beat. Hit CambridgeSoundworks.com now for an online shopping experience unlike any other.
Then he tells Mavis, my wife,
to get up on that examining table up there with the butcher block paper.
Right.
And to turn around a few times in all kinds of different weird positions.
Huh.
Then he tells her, just put her clothes on, get dressed, and go back to the waiting room. So he comes out of the office and he says, Coach, I got some good news, I got some bad news, and the good news is there's nothing wrong with you because I couldn't get excited either.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. No, what are you doing that with your wife?
That's what I say, bad for her, but heck, great for me, guys. I'm fine.
Yeah. And she just had to make sure that you were a candidate for the Viagra.
Not on me. So I've got this new sexual energy, if you know what I mean, and I was ready to do some socializing.
Uh-huh.
And as coincidence would have it, our next-door neighbor, who I rarely talk to, Herschel Mumford, he came over and knocked on my door this morning.
Oh, yeah?
The tickets drop page radio.
Taxes are fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
So he knocks on my door and tells me, Coach, I'm having a party Saturday night, and he wanted to invite me. I said, well, that sounds great. I appreciate the invitation, Herschel. He says, okay. Appreciate it. I said, I'll be there. And he walked off about three steps, and he says, Coach, I got to warn you that there's going to be some drinking. I said, well, that's no problem. After 30 years of coaching, I can drink with the best of them.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, Coach, I might as well warn you, there may be some fighting, too. I said, heck, I'm a football coach. You know, I've never been one to back down, so that doesn't bother me either.
Sure.
And he turns around, he says, oh, and another thing, Coach, I've seen some wild sex at these parties, too.
Oh, my God.
Huh. I said, well, heck, that's not a problem. As long as you don't tell Mavis. I said, I'll definitely be there. So he turns, starts walking over to his garage, and I stopped him. I said, hey, Herschel, what the heck am I supposed to wear to this deal? He said, Coach, whatever you want, it's just going to be the two of us.
Oh, the ticket drop page radio.
TB, keeping the world in perfect motion.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Cowboys spent $37 million on free agents Thursday. Yesterday was far less expensive as Dallas signed defensive tackle Leo Carson to a one-year, $1 million deal. Carson started 15 games last year for the Cowboys with 55 tackles. Dallas will also have their punter back, Matt McBryer, as they re-signed him to a $300,000 contract. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, the San Diego Chargers have decided to keep Drew Brees around another season after leading the Bolts to a 12-4 playoff season as the QB was made the team's franchise player by signing a one-year, $8 million deal. Also, the Eagles re-up Pro Bowl linebacker Jeremiah Trotter to a five-year contract. The Dallas Desperados take on the New Orleans Voodoo tonight at the AAC. Both teams are 4-1 on the season, and Desperados head coach Will McClay knows his team will have a challenge with the New Orleans defense.
They've got some guys that can rush the passer, and they're very solid in the secondary. So it's going to be one of the few teams that match up with us size-wise very well. So we have got to take what they give us.
You can hear tonight's game on the ticket. Kickoff is at 7:30, but the pregame with Rich Phillips and Kevin Scott begins at 7:15. And today at 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Rangers continue Cactus League play as they take on the Royals in Surprise, Arizona. Yesterday, the Rangers outplugged the Royals 17-13. Right-hander Ricardo Rodriguez continues his comeback from elbow surgery as he gets the start today on the hill for Texas. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays from 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When somebody tells us a woman is out of our league, we just assume she bowls on a different night.
Oh, yeah. Approaching 11 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and Jordan Keith along with David Lane. And we are taking your phone calls. We're keeping you company. We're making your Saturday fun. Oh, you know what? I meant to update everyone on... We were talking about the... Chris talking with the T-Box about the web stats of GordonKeith.com.
No.
Well, I made some outrageous claim that we were getting like 700,000 hits a day. Which, you know, with hits, that may be right, but visits is what I'm
thinking.
Right,
page views is different than
yeah,
visits.
Right, right. But it's still not bad. I think for a month, we usually get about 250,000 visits, unique visits.
Mm-hmm. Not unique persons, but unique visits.
right?
I don't know.
Sports? Something like that, and about 8,000 a day.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. Three R's. And I posted a link up on GordonKeith.com.
I'm just glad to be a part of it.
You are so sorry. You know, I realized because we switched over and now we're with a local hosting service, CZI Networks, which are great, by the way. Recommend them highly. And I realized that ever since we moved over to them, I don't even think you have the password to the thing anymore.
No.
If you did want to update it. But it's
strictly a blog now for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's morphed into a blog for me. So.
I mean, you know, we had all these grand visions of what, you know, this great site was going to be, and then we ended up being too lazy to make it that.
Sir, it is an excellent site.
Well, I'm just saying it's stripped down now.
Mm-hmm.
We had all these, you know, ancillary...
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of stuff that's more time-intensive for us to do.
Yeah.
We've got it. It's a well-oiled machine now,
yeah.
And I put a link up there last night that, or maybe it was this morning, I don't remember when I did it, but it's ShaySt.John.com, and it's the craziest...
It's the guy that got mauled by the chimp.
No, but it looks like it because he's wearing some kind of weird plastic mask. I think it's a girl. I don't know what it is.
It's the most confusing thing ever,
and if you get a chance, check out the videos on ShaySt.John.com. You can get there, go to the GordonKeith.com. But, and he's also got out a DVD that I've got to order, and I'm telling you, it is the scariest...